Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Mama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare No.
అనంతకోడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోవ గోవినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర ప్రేమనంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌర ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద నమాంశుభదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూదలేశ్వరివేదాంత స్వామి జ్ఞానే నమస్తే సరస్వదేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి విశేష శృంగారి పాశాహరేషధారిణి ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ్య గ్రహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్ శ్రీమద్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోస్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యత ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వ పాప ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాదితరదస్ చాతేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరా తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృద య ఆది కవయే ముహ్యందియల్ సూరయా తేజో వారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త కుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత కైదవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదం తావత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వాపరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుధ్య నేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభీ తల్క్షణాల్ నిగమకల్పదరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుగముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుతం పిబత భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసిగా భువి భావుకా ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋಲ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇದವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂದಂ ಅನುಭೇದಂ ಅಭೇದಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರಮಾಜ್ಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇದಿ ತನ್ಮಯದಯತ್ತರವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಂ ಆನದೋಸ್ಮಿ. ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿಸಾರಮೇಕಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಂ ಅತಿಥಿದೀರ್ಷದಾಂ ತಮೋಘಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಹ ಪುರಾಣ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನಂ ಉಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಂ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಉದೀರಯೇ. ಕಮನೀಯ ಕಿಶೋರ ಮುಗ್ಧಮೂರ್ತೆ ಕಲವೇನು ಕುಣಿದಾದೃದಾನ ನಿಂದೋ ಮಮ ಬಾಜಿ ವಿಜೃಂಭನ ಮುರಾರೇ ಮಧುರೀನ ಕಲಿಕಾಭಿ ಕಾವಿ ಕಾವಿ. ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ್ ಇತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯಾದೇಶಧಾರಿಣೆ ಶ್ರೀಮಲ್ ಗುರುಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ವಂದೇ ನಂದ ವ್ರಜ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಣಾಂ ಪಾದರೇಣುಮಭೀಷ್ಣಶ ಯಾಸಂ ಹರಿಗದೋದ್ಗೀತಂ ಪುನಾಧೀಭುವನತ್ರಯಂ ಗೋವೀಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಪರಮಾನವೇ ನಮಃ. ಪೀಲಾಂಬರಂ ಕರವಿರಾಜಿತ ಚಕ್ರ ಶಂಖಂ ಕೌಮೋದಗೀ ಸರಸಿಜಂ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಮುದ್ರಂ ರಾಧಾ ಸಹಾಯಂ ಅತಿಸುಂದರ ಮಂದಹಾಸಂ ವಾತಾಲಯೇಶ ಮನಿಷಂ ಹೃದಿ ಭಾವಯಾಮಿ. ಕೋಮಲಂ ಕೂಜಯನ್ ವೇಣಂ ಶ್ಯಾಮಲೋಯಂ ಕುಮಾರಗ ವೇದವೇದ್ಯ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭಾಸದಾಂ ಪುರತೋ ಮಮಾಂ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಜಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಯದೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯಲ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಮದಿ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is coming to a close, and in these last few chapters Sukadeva Goswami wanted to re-establish once again that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in order to establish that position, in two chapters with three stories, Sukadeva Goswami repeatedly mentioned to Parikshit that Krishna is the original source of all incarnations, and every other incarnations mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, starting from Valsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Rasimham, Vamanam, Parashuram, Balaram, Sriram, all these incarnations are actually the original source is Krishna. So in order to establish that, Sukadeva Goswami has, at the end of Shruti Gita also, this is exactly what Sukadeva Goswami has done in Shruti Gita. In Shruti Gita also, what in the Vedas personified, when they were praying to Krishna, the purpose of that was, to what was originally spoken in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. What did Sukadeva Goswami say is in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the second canto. You can see, when Parikshit Maharaj asked a question, the answer was, ತಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಸರ್ವಾಲ್ಪನ ರಾಜನ್ ಹರಿ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಸರ್ವದಾ ಶ್ರೋತವ್ಯ ಕೀರ್ತಿದವ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಸ್ಮರ್ತವ್ಯಶ್ಚಾಭಯಂ. ದಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಆಲ್ ಸರ್ಕಮ್ಸ್ಟಾನ್ಸಸ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್, ಸುಖದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೆಡ್ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್, ತಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಸರ್ವಾತ್ಮನ ರಾಜನ್ ಹರಿ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಸರ್ವದಾ ಅನ್ ಆಲ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಸ್ ಶ್ರೋತವ್ಯ ಕೀರ್ತಿದವ್ಯಶ್ಚ, ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹರಿ. and one should kirtidavyascha, one should glorify Krishna. This is the only business in this world. This was the Sukadeva Goswami's initial comments from the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Tasmal sarvatmana rajan hari sarvatra sarvada shrotavya kirtidavyascha smartavyascha chagabhayam. That smartavya means to remember, to speak, to hear and to remember. There is no other thing apart from these that. If there is done, then that one will relieve from the fear of material existence. One will be released from the fear of material existence. Sudeva Goswami has said this in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Now, while coming to the final stages of the 10th canto, when Krishna is winding up his pastimes in Vrindavanam, Madhura and Dwaraka, all those pastimes are being coming to a close. And before Krishna start delivering the final knowledge regarding liberation, which is in the 11th canto. So before we move on to that, in these three stories, in the two chapters, once again, Sudeva Goswami wanted to establish to Parikshit, there is no one else to be worshipped before leaving this body except Krishna. So that establishing Krishna's position as the Supreme Lord is what has been done in the three stories. Because so many people have so many doubts about that, whom I should worship, and under what conditions one should worship. All these kind of questions will come, one who follows the Vedic tradition. And in order to remove their doubts, and in order to establish Krishna's position as the Absolute Truth, Sudeva Goswami has speak to three stories here, and in two chapters he has explained that in detail. But prior to going that, in the Shruti Gita itself, if you notice in Shruti Gita itself, when Vedas personified pray to Krishna, there again the Acharyas have commented that the ultimate goal is Krishna, nothing else. The ultimate goal is Krishna. All spiritual life, spiritual activities, varnashama dharmam, everything is only directed for achieving Krishna consciousness. Nothing else. Even the goal of varnashama dharmam, brahmachari, grahastham, vanaprastham, sannyasam, all these things, if it does not culminate in Krishna consciousness, then varnashama dharmam is also useless. This is the point what Shruti Gita has spoken. In that commentary, Prabhupada has also mentioned here, in the personified Vedas, Prabhupada has mentioned that, quoting Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, remarks in the connection that if sannyasis and persons in the renounced order of life who have left their homes for self-realization do not engage themselves in the devotional service of Krishna but become attracted by philanthropic work such as opening educational institutions, hospitals, or even monasteries, churches, or temples of demigods, they find only trouble from such engagements. Not only in this life, but in the next. Sannyasis who do not take advantage of this life to realize Krishna simply waste their time and energy in activities outside the jurisdiction of the renounced order of life. Yet devotees attempt to engage his energies in such activities as constructing a Vishnu temple is, however, not wasted. Such engagements are called Krishnartha Akhila Cheshta, variegated activities performed to please Krishna. A philanthropist opening a school building and a devotee is constructing a temple are not on the same level. Although a philanthropist opening an educational institution may be a pious activity, it comes under the laws of karma. Whereas constructing a temple for Vishnu is devotional service. So, through various prayers, there is also mentioned in the Shruti Gita that one may try to explain one's actions in one's own way. Everything comes under the laws of karma, unless otherwise it is offered to Krishna. Only that activity which pleases Krishna, which is meant for satisfying Vishnu, as is in the Bhagavatam, that alone is considered to be free from karma. Everything else is controlled by karma. So after that, this has been very explicitly mentioned in the Shruti Gita, and then now we move on to the 88th chapter in the 10th canto. Shri Raja Vajam Devasura Manusheshu Ebhajan Dashivam Shivam Prayaste Prayaste Dhanino Bhoja Nadu Lakshmya Padim Harim. That Parishad Maharaj had a question at this time.
to ask Sukadeva Goswami? This question is a very interesting question. Many people ask this question. And naturally this has come from Parikshit Maharaj also. The question was this, that generally in this world, people who worship Vishnu, they all seems to be seen very, very poor. And those who worship Lord Shiva, they all seems to be very rich. Is that not a contradiction? He said. The reason being that devotees of Vishnu should be actually wealthy because Mahalakshmi is staying with Vishnu. So why is that all the devotees of Vishnu are poor and all the devotees of Lord Shiva are seems to be very rich? You can see that also. The best of the devotees of Krishna, Sudama, was very, very poor. And the best of the devotees of Lord Shiva, Kubera, is the wealthiest person. Is the treasurer of the demigods. So how come such a situation is happening? This was the question of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit had a genuine reason for asking that question.
Edadvedinamichamam sandehatra sandehotramahanhina viruddhashilayo prabho viruddhavajanam gadim.
That the interesting thing here is Vishnu, Lord Vishnu has got all the opulences. And Lord Shiva is the most renounced personality. But Vishnu's devotee is the most poor person. And Lord Shiva's devotee is the wealthiest person. This seems to be not very compatible. If the master is rich, the servant also has to be rich. But here we find the master is poor and the servant is rich in case of Lord Shiva's case. And in case of Lord Vishnu is very rich. But the servants are always seems to be very, very poor. Why did this situation happen? This was Parikshit Maharaj's question.
Edadvedidum ichami ichama sandehotramahanina viruddhashilayo prabho viruddhavajanam gadim.
That normally one who goes after the wealthy people, in due course he should also become wealthy, isn't it? That is the law in this world. If you serve a wealthy person, if that wealthy person by his mercy or by his kindness, the follower also in due course accumulate wealth. That is why everyone follows the wealthy people. Similarly, one who has got knowledge, if you follow him, the follower also will acquire knowledge. That is the system. So anyone who has got it, who can give it, who has got it alone, can give that to somebody else. But here you find a contradiction in this case. It was then,
Shri Shugavajam, what is the reason? Parikshit asked. Shri Shukavaja, Shiva Shakti Yuga Yukta Shakti Yuga Shashwal Tlingo Guna Samrita Vaigari Yasteja Samscha Tamasas Chetya Hamdrita. Sukadeva Goswami says there that it is
not very difficult to understand this, Sukadeva Goswami says. Because generally there are three modes of material nature. What are they? The goodness, sattvam, rajas, passion and ignorance, tamas. Sattvam, rajas and tamas. Sattvagunam, rajogunam, tamogunam. Goodness, passion and ignorance. And the Krishna has taken these three deities' forms, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And accepted these three modes of nature. And they are controlling these three modes of nature in this creation. So because they control the three modes of nature, the tendency in all three of them is they are all very merciful to their devotees. But the difference between Vishnu and Shiva or Vishnu and Brahma is this. You will see Brahma has given benedictions and got into trouble, isn't it? Hiranyakashipu was the best example and Hiranyaksha also. They all performed penances to please Brahma. And the result was that Brahma himself got into trouble. Later on, because in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Saptama Skandam, you can read that. When Brahma came to give the benedictions to Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu, as soon as he got back his health, the first thing, the demands were very, very high. Brahma did not want to offer them to him. But still he had to offer, he had no choice. He got into trouble there. And then Krishna has to come as Narasimhamurti and kill Hiranyakashipu later on. So in other words, Brahma was frightened of this Hiranyakashipu at that point. Similarly, you will also notice Lord Shiva has got into trouble. He got into trouble with Banasura. Banasura originally was a devotee. Actually, he was a devotee of Lord Shiva. But eventually, Banasura brought Lord Shiva to stand as a gatekeeper in Banasura's palace at the end. Lord Shiva had to do that duty for him later on. So you will notice that both Brahma and Shiva, like Vishnu, they are all very, very merciful to their devotees. But the difference is, Brahma or Shiva, particularly Lord Shiva, does not think enough before they offer these blessings to their devotee. And eventually they themselves get into trouble. In many instances, Lord Shiva has to run away from Kailas to escape from the devotee. This may look very strange that the Lord has to offer benedictions and run away from there to escape from the devotee. So this is a very strange situation. But you will never find anywhere, any time, Krishna had to run away from a devotee under any circumstances. That you will not find anywhere in the Puranas, that Krishna had to run away from any devotee. Why? Krishna, before offer any blessings to a devotee, he will make sure that that person is ready for it, to take it. Whereas Lord Shiva is so merciful, without even thinking about the devotee's situation, he will offer the benediction. And he got into trouble with Ravana, he got into trouble with Bana, now he is going to get into trouble with another person who is called Vrigasura. So that Vrigasura's story is what it is going to be spoken now. How this personality, Vrigasura, how he, by the mercy of a great personality, spiritual master, Sri Narada Maharshi, he got the opportunity to serve Lord Shiva and his process of worship. How he succeeded in his worship in 7 days' time. It took only 7 days for him to please Lord Shiva. And eventually how Lord Shiva had to run away from him for his shelter. This is the whole story discussed in the first chapter, in this chapter 88. And there also you will find something more interesting that these three forms, Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas, which has been the controlled by these three deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Vishnu is the controller of Sattvagunam. Brahma is the controller of the Rajogunam. And Lord Shiva is in control of the Tamogunam. But actually we should not misunderstand that they are in that modes. They are above the modes of nature. But in order to facilitate the form of worship, because these three modes of nature exist everywhere. And we, from the very beginning, we have spoken about this. These three modes are the agents of Maya. Maya's material energies, three modes of nature are their agents. And in order to free oneself from this, one has to come to the mode of goodness first. Being situated in the mode of passion and ignorance, it is not possible to come out of it unless one comes to the mode of goodness. So that is what is explained there. That when Mahavishnu or Vishnu offers some benedictions to a devotee, he will make sure that he goes better. He doesn't fall down from his position. That is normally. Otherwise, unless and until Mahavishnu is sure about it or Krishna is sure about it, he will not offer any benedictions to a devotee. Whereas Lord Shiva or Brahma do not think like that. They offer before sufficiently thinking about the future of that devotee.
Shri Shukavaja, Shiva Shakti Dashashwal, Trengoguna Sambrada, Vaigariya Stajasascha, Tamasas Chetya Hamdrada, Tato Vigara Mahavan, Shodashami Shukanjana, Upadavanja Vibhudinam, Sarvashamasnu Degadim. Then this Ahankaram, the false ego in ones, has taken these three forms, Satvigam, Rajasam and Tamasam. Then the senses are there. In addition to that, the different directions and then the different demigods, who are situated in the different directions, but they all have certain capacity to offer some benedictions to the devotees. Harir Hinurguna Sashal Purusha Pragrade Para Sa Sarvadrugubadrashta Tambajan Nurguna Bhavel. But Vishnu's position is that he brings a person to the mode of goodness and then he can take him beyond than that, above the three modes of material nature. This is the reason why it is mentioned that when one comes to spiritual life, in order to make that progress in spiritual path, one should take to the process of worshipping Vishnu and nobody else. This is very categorically mentioned here by Sukadeva Goswami at this very end to Parikshit Maharaj. then one who worships Vishnu at the end will get released from the three modes of material nature.
Nivrate sashwamedheshu raja yushmalpidamaha shrunvan bhagavadodharman aprachadidamachudam.
Then after Yudhishthira Maharaj has performed the Ashwamedha sacrifice, when different kinds of dharma were discussed with Krishna at the Supreme Personality, and the same question was raised there by Yudhishthira Maharaj to Krishna also.
Sa aha bhagavam stasmai prita shishushave prabhu nirnam nishraya sarthaya yovadirno yado kulim.
Then for purpose for which Krishna appeared in this world, which no other incarnation has shown that mercy, what Krishna has shown in his appearance, by performing wonderful pastimes and giving an opportunity for the devotee to hear those pastimes and continuously absorb one's mind in those pastimes and elevate one's own consciousness to the mode of goodness and receive the highest transcendental knowledge and get out of the cycle of birth and death. This is what has happened by Krishna's appearance. Krishna's appearance is so different from all other appearances that the pastimes of Krishna are attractive to everyone. And it attracts everyone, the childhood pastimes, the youthful pastimes, and even the pastimes in Dwaraka. Vrindavana Leela, Mathura Leela, and Dwaraka Leela. All these pastimes attracts every conditioned soul to Krishna. And by continuously hearing about these pastimes, one gets an opportunity to advance spiritually and eventually free oneself from the three modes of material nature. So, when this question was raised by Yudhishthira Maharaj, Krishna answered like this.
Shri Bhagavani Vajam, Yasyaham Manigrihnami, Harishyeta Dhanam Shani, Tadodhanam Tejandasya, Sujana Dukha Dukhinam.
Then Krishna says,
Yasyaham Anugrihnami Harishyeta Dhanam Shani.
That when I want to give my blessings to someone, Krishna says, if I want to offer my blessings to someone, first thing I make him poor. I take away all his wealth.
Harishyeta Dhanam Shani.
And then what will happen?
Tadodhanam Tejandasya, Sujana Dukha Dukhinam.
When he has lost everything in this world, all his so-called wealth, position, fame, opulences, everything, when he loses everything, what will happen? The first thing, all the relatives will leave you also that time. As long as the wealth is there, they will all be there. The moment you are on the dole, they wouldn't want to hear anything about you.
Tadodhanam Tejandasya, Sujana Dukha Dukhinam.
Then they will not be interested in talking to you also. So Krishna says, if I want to offer my blessings to a devotee, first thing I take away all his wealth from him.
And yasyaham manigrihnami harishyeta dhanam shanai tadodhanam tejandyasya svajanal dukha dukhida.
I'll make him in a very, very helpless situation. I'll put him into a very helpless situation. When he becomes totally helpless, when all the other doors are closed, there is no more shelter to go anywhere else, then he will come to me, Krishna says. At that point, he will come to me. That is Krishna's point on this. That tadodhanam tejandasya svajanal dukha dukhida. That at that time, the distress will come to him in such a way that he will realize that except taking shelter, there is no other alternative to it. So when he comes to that understanding, then he will come to me, Krishna says. Now, it is a verse very easily misunderstood by people also. People think sometimes there are so many interpretations on this verse, if you look at it different ways. Some people say, don't worship Krishna, because I'll become poor tomorrow. That is number one. Many people say like this, that why do we have to go to Krishna when Lord Shiva is there and so many other deities are there in the different temples? Why do we worship Krishna? Because ultimately he's going to make us poor anyway. And I'm not ready for it yet at the moment. So this is one version of this verse.
Yasyaham anugrihnami harishyeta dhanam shanai.
The another version is like this, that suddenly someone becomes poor in this world. He says, Krishna has been, I think Krishna wants to give me something. That's, he has made me poor. This is also another version of this, same verse. People with their mind interpret things in different ways according to what it suits them, according to circumstances, as they say, time, place and circumstances. So they use that and interpret this verse in different ways. But it is not like that.
These verses has to be understood from the commentaries of the acharyas, how they see these things. That is why we need their shelter, we need their help. In this particular connection, yasyaham anagrihnami harishe tadhanam shanai. When Krishna wants, Krishna sees the person's mind first. What state of mind it is. Krishna has no inimical feeling to a rich person or any special friendship to a poor person. Either way, because if that is the case, no rich person can become a devotee. First he has to give, offer everything in charity to somebody before he becomes a devotee. Neither, it is not sure that only a poor person has got all the chance to become a devotee. That is also not there. So the thing to understand is this. The three modes of material nature are very, very powerful. Sometimes a devotee is advancing spiritually, but at the same time, due to rajogunam in that person, he is not able to progress further. Because what does rajogunam bring in a person? Rajogunam brings pride. Pride? Pride from what? Pride from the opulences, pride from the fame, and pride from different things, material designations. These things bring pride to a person. So when such a pride is becoming an obstacle for that person to advance spiritually, then Krishna takes away his wealth. Because there the obstacle is his wealth. Wealth is his obstacle. That time it is taken away. But there were great, great kings in this world who were great devotees of Krishna. They had so much opulences, but their consciousness was such that they were not affected by that wealth. Take for example, Kulashekhara Alwar, who wrote Mugundamala. Kulashekhara Alwar was such a powerful king. But if you read Mugundamala, Twal Bratya Bratya Parijaraka Bratya 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 Sya Bratya Iti Maam Smara Loganadha. That is how he prayed to Krishna. That Twal Bratya Bratya Parijaraka Bratya 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 Sya Bratya. 8 times, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, he says, that I would like to be like that. This is Kulashekhara Alwar's prayer. He was a very wealthy personality, a wealthy king. But he was not affected by that wealth. So Krishna never created any difficulty for him because of his wealth. So only in such cases where wealth becomes a problem for a person to advance spiritually, in that case the wealth is taken away. So what Krishna sees in a devotee is what is actually becoming a problem for him in his advancement in spiritual life. Sometimes you can see some people, they, because of their extraordinary health, they become so strong and they don't care for anyone then after that. Because of their health alone, they feel that there is nothing going to happen to us, happen to me. That is their thinking about it. And because of that, they always be very challenging. They find it very difficult to accept the authority of the Supreme Personality. And at the same time, they have sometimes a difficulty because of the health that it is stopping them in advancing spiritual path. Such people, suddenly Krishna catches them and hands them over a nice disease in some form. Take this now. And you'll fall, either a paralysis or a stroke or something like that. And the very healthy body that was running around all that suddenly falls there. When he falls down, he realizes that the temporary nature of the material body, and also that all his thoughts, what he was thinking before this incident, and he comes down in that pride. The pride goes away. And eventually he becomes totally helpless. That sometimes Prabhupada used to say like this, that doctor, medicines and all the facilities that can only help you up to a limit. After that, it is in Krishna's hands. That is very clear. Krishna always, Prabhupada always used to say, it is better to depend on Krishna. Only Krishna can get you out of all these situations, nobody else. Don't put your faith in any other things in this world. They are there because of our material nature is such. We have tried to find so many solutions to the problem. But eventually, one who wants to free oneself from these miseries once for all, they have to be dependent on Krishna. So in that way, that when one is put into a very helpless situation, this very healthy person, you see him coming and trying to fall down on the ground to pay his obeisances to Krishna. Up to that time, he could not pay his obeisances because he thought, it is a little bit shameful for me to fall in front of the deity like this. What others will say about me? That's what they will think. But here, that problem, Krishna will take it away. Because there, the health was the problem. Somewhere else, it was the wealth was the problem. So whatever that is causing as an obstacle for his advancement in spiritual life, that is what Krishna takes away. It's nothing else than that.
Yasyaham manukrishnami harishyeta dhanam shane tadodhanam tejandasya sajanal dukha dukhidam sayadha vithado dhyogo nurvennasya dhanehaya malpare kratadvaitrasya karishyema dhanugraham.
Then what will happen is, Krishna says, that even though one loses the wealth, he will still try to acquire more wealth and to please his relatives and to make sure that among the relatives I am recognized as one among them, equally important. So he wants recognition from the relatives and the society. So when he tries to do that, Krishna says, I will make every effort unsuccessful. And when I make all that successful, then he will realize that it is better to take to Krishna shelter.
Tad brahma paramam sushpam chinmatram sadanandagam adomam sadurarajyam hitvanyuan bhajade janam.
That Krishna says, the mercy I give to him at that point, he won't appreciate it at that time. He will constantly think in his mind, not in a very friendly way, about me. He will say, everything I am doing is going wrong. What have I done that Krishna is not pleased with me so much? But he says, when he becomes advanced in his spiritual life, one day he will recognize this and started glorifying me for my mercy that I have shown to him. One great devotee, when he fell sick one day, he fell very sick. And then because of that sickness, he got closer to Krishna because he became so helpless in life. And Krishna got rid of that illness for him. And after his continuous service to Krishna, Krishna got rid of that service because that time his health was a problem for his advancement in spiritual life. So Krishna gave him the health. So when he got the health, when he was going traveling, all these diseases which has attacked him before, he saw them personified forms on his way home. And he was saying to them that, when he saw them, he says to them, Hey Roga Maniyuyame Vasahurdam. All these disease what has hit him, when he saw every diseases, especially the heavier diseases, they all have their personified forms. Hey Roga Maniyuyame Vasahurdam. That he says to the diseases when he saw them, what a good friends you are to me. If you have not caught hold of me, I would have never thought about Krishna once in my life. I would have been busy in running around trying to enjoy in this world. So he was actually, when he saw them, he wanted to congratulate, to thank them for this, for the service what they have done to him. So this is the situation in the material world. All of us in this world are thinking that our own plans is the best for us. But actually Krishna's plan is better than our plan for us. Ultimately, what Krishna does it for us is in the long run is beneficial to the living entity.
Tad brahma paramam sushmam chinmatram sadanandagam atomam sadurarajyam hitvanyan bhajane janam tadastham ashudoshebhyo labdha rajyashriyodhata matta pramatta varadan ismarandi avajanati.
That
tadastham ashudoshebhyo labdha rajyashriyodhata.
Then Ashudosha, quickly, if you approach those demigods who offer the results very quickly, without even considering the reactions from that, what has happened? According to that, I can tell you a story, and Sukadeva Goswami is going to talk about the story of a personality.
Shava prasada yorisha brahma vishnu shivadaya sadya shava prasadunga shivo brahmana jachudam.
Then, all the three... three appearances, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, all of them are capable of offering their benedictions to their devotees. And they will also offer, but Shiva and Brahma particularly, very easily pleased with the devotees and also very easily offer the benedictions. Whereas Krishna is different. Krishna is different, that he will not be very easily pleased, and he will not be very easily affected by the devotee's offenses. He is able to tolerate the devotee. So you can see the next two stories that is explaining this particular nature of the three forms, Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. You can see from this incident.
Atra jodaharam diham itihasam puradhanam vrgasuraya girisho varam datuava sankadam.
Lord Shiva gave a benediction to Vrgasura.
and he got into trouble. That is the story. Vrigo namasare putra shagune padhinaradam drishtvasa dosham vapracha deveshu trishu durmadim.
That this Vrigasura once met, was looking for, was thinking, whom should I worship? And he was traveling in that mood all around. By chance, he met Sri Narada Maharshi, the best spiritual master he met on his way. So when Vrigasura met Sri Narada Maharshi, she asked Sri Narada Maharshi, who is the one I should worship, he says. That is how he asked, whom should I worship among the three? This was his question to Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi understood the person very much, what the nature is. So he thought for himself that, he said, what I have heard is this, he said. I don't know, I cannot recommend you anyone particularly, but I can tell you one thing, he said. Lord Shiva is very quick to respond. He will offer all benedictions very, very easily. And I have heard that Banasura and so many others have taken the shelter of Lord Shiva and they got benedictions from him very quickly. So this is my opinion, he said. Vrigo namasare putra shagune padhinaradam drishtu ashudosham paprachu paprachya deveshu trishudurmadim. That why this has happened is that Vrigasura's mentality was like this. That in two chapters, when Sukadeva Goswami says this story, there is a very deep-rooted, significant point mentions in there. That is, that in this he introduces a devotee, Vrigasura. In the next story, he introduces another devotee, Arjuna. Now, both of them were devotees and both of them were trying to advance spiritually. But the result for both were too different. Why did this happen? It will make us think later why things have gone in two different ways. So in order to make us understand that point, here Sri Narada Maharshi saw the position of Vrigasura and understood that this Vrigasura may cause problem for others. So not knowing, but the question was very valid, that he wanted to know who will offer the quickest benediction. And so Nityananda Maharshi told him, as far as I know, Lord Shiva is very quick to react, to give the results.
Sa ahadevam girisham, sa ahadevam girisham upadavachu siddhyasi yolpabhyam gunadoshabhyam ashutushyadi kupyadim.
Try to serve the Lord of Kailas, Lord Shiva, and very soon you will achieve your goal. And Lord Shiva is very quickly pleased by that. And at the same time, he also gets angry very quickly. Sri Narada Maharshi said like this.
Dashasya banayostushta stuvador vandino eriva aishwarya madulam datva tal abhasu sangadam.
Lord Shiva has given similar benedictions earlier to Ravana and Bana. He also told this to Vrigasura. But only thing is, Lord Shiva got into trouble. Unlimited opulences he offered to Ravana and also to Bana. But the result was that he himself got into trouble. Ravana took Kailasa and started playing with it, just like a toy. Bana wanted Lord Shiva to stand at his gate as a gatekeeper.
Then
our Vrigasura's devotional service starts now. How he started his devotional service. He went to Benares first in Kashi. And Lord Shiva is eternally present in Kashi, in Benares. So when he went there, the first thing what he did was that Kedaram Atma Kravyanam Kedaram Atma Kravyana Jukhuona Agnimukham Haram. That his devotional service started like this. First he brought a lot of firewood and set up a huge fire in a Homakundam. That is how he set it up. Then normally when the people start devotional service, they take Srimad Bhagavatam, holy name and everything, isn't it? But Vrigasura's approach was a little different. He brought a first class knife to start the devotional service and kept it next to him. And then what else he brought? He brought another big pot and went and bathed in the Ganga River, trying to please Lord Shiva in Benares. Bathed in the Ganga River and with the wet clothes on, he came and sat in front of this fire. And he started his sacrifice. Sacrifice was, took this large knife and started cutting pieces of flesh from the body and offering into the fire. So this carried on for quite a while. This is Mrigasura's method of worship. So every time he cut the pieces of flesh from the body, the blood will come out. He will collect the blood in the pot and keep it there. So like the how is the ghee is offered, he will offer this blood into the fire and pieces of flesh into the fire. This went on for quite a few days. And there was no sign of Lord Shiva appearing still. And Mrigasura is getting upset now. So on the seventh day, it says here, Devo Balabdhim Aprapyam Nurvedal Saptamehani Saptamehani Shiro Avrushchal Satidinam Tathirta Klinam Urdhajam. Then he will start offering pieces of flesh from his body. By the seventh day, everything was gone. All the flesh was over. It was only only the skeleton frame there. Only the bones were there. And now, it says here, Nirvedal, by now, complete vairagyam had come to him by the seventh day. Seventh day, almost all the flesh has gone into the fire and he was still living. But at the same time, he was getting more and more determined. Once for all, either I get Lord Shiva here or I leave my body. This was his mood. So determined he was in his commitment to service to Lord Shiva. So Nurvedal Saptamehai, on the seventh day, Lord Shiva realized that I have got a very special devotee today. So rather I must go and see him. So from the fire appeared Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati. Together they appeared in front of him. So the first question Mrigasura asked him was that why have you taken so long to come? This was the devotees asking. Devotees asking the master, the Lord Shiva, oh, you have decided to come now, have you? This was his mood. Lord Shiva thought himself, this is not a bad person. This kind of devotees do exist from Banasura's experience, because Banasura had a similar problem. The pride that has not gone away. Tamogunam, worship of the mode of Tamogunam, this is what happens. That the pride won't leave him. Rajogunam and Tamogunam, you will see most of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and now Banasura and Mrigasura, all of them are in the mode of passion or ignorance. So their worship, even if it succeeds, the results are not very favorable at the end. Why? They have not reached the mode of goodness. This is the reason why it is spoken very specifically that one should serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality, to transcend these three modes of material nature. By worshipping Vishnu, one comes to the mode of goodness. And by Vishnu's mercy, one can get out of these three modes of material nature. Vishnu or Krishna, whoever is worshipped. But later on, it will be proven Krishna's position as the absolute truth. But here, now what has happened is, our Mrigasura's mood was such that when he saw Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati appearing together, first thing Lord Shiva did was, he got rid of all that problems with his body. He got back into his normal condition. And said to Mrigasura, Mrigasura, why are you doing all these things? You know very well that I am very quickly pleased. Very easily I am pleased. Ashutoshi is called, isn't it? Everybody knows about him. And you have gone to such extreme case of doing such a severe punishment on your own body, which is not very nice thing to do. And Lord Shiva was speaking to him in this manner. And not even he said that. He said, I am simply pleased if you just go to Ganga River, bring one pot of water and offer it on me. And one Bilvavatram. Bilvavatram is the leaf that is like tulsi leaf is used for worshipping Krishna. Bilvavatram is used for worshipping Lord Shiva. If you just offer that, I am satisfied by that. I don't need anything more than that. Lord Shiva was saying like this to him. In fact, Krishna is more demanding. Krishna has patram pushpam bhalam toyam, he says. But Lord Shiva says, just water, that's all. Nothing else. And I am pleased with that, Lord Shiva says. So, why have you taken all this trouble to make yourself in this way, make life difficult by offering the whole body like this? So first, Lord Shiva got rid of all brought back his body into its normal conditions.
Tada mahakaruniga sadurjadir yathavayam jagniri otidonalal
നിഗ്രഹ്യ ദോർഭ്യാം ഭുജയോർ നിവാരയൽ തൽസ്പർശനാൽ ഭൂയം ഉപസ്കൃതാകൃതിം.
So that is the first thing what he did. Because of Lord Shiva's touch, then Lord Shiva's touch alone, he got back his all the body back into its normal condition, and his body became much more effulgent than even it was before. That Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati is standing in front of him.
തമാഹ ജാംഗാലമലം വൃണീഷ്വമേ യഥാഭികാമം വിതരാമി ദേവരം പ്രിയേയതോയേന നൃണാം പ്രപദ്യത മഹോത്വയാത്മാ വൃഷമർഹ്യതേ വൃതാം.
ദെൻ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് തിങ് ലോർഡ് ശിവ ഈസ് ഓഫേർഡ് ഹിം വട്ട് എവർ ബെനഡിക്ഷൻസ് യു വോണ്ട് യു കെൻ ആസ്ക് മീ നൗ ആൻഡ് ഐ വിൽ ഓഫർ ദാറ്റ് ടു യു. ദെൻ ദിസ് വാസ് ദി ബെനഡിക്ഷൻ ലോർഡ് ശിവ ഹാസ് ഓഫേർഡ്. യു വോണ്ട് എ ബൂൺ? ലോർഡ് ശിവ വാസ് വെരി പ്ലീസ്ഡ് വിത്ത് ദി with the service what our devotee, that's such a great sacrifice to offer one's own body. And but prior to offering that, this Mrigasura was not stupid. He knew many things, in the sense that when he realized that after offering the whole body still Lord Shiva was not appearing, the last thing what he did was he said, I'm going to offer my head to Lord Shiva. This was the, because he really wanted to test Lord Shiva's strength. And in other words, by my service, if by this service if Lord Shiva is not pleased, then I am not interested in living anymore in this body. This was his attitude. So what did he do? After offering everything, after all the body was taken away, all the flesh from the body, eventually he decided that if I have to offer my head, how can I offer it? That is a bit difficult, isn't it? Because if you want to offer your head, you have to chant the mantra also. So first he chanted the mantra. And after chanting the mantra, he held his head into the fire, took the knife and started cutting the head. So that once you cut it, the head will fall into the fire. In such a way, he was going to offer that head also. It was at that time, Lord Shiva appeared from the fire with Sri Parvati. And he had to stop this pure devotee who was trying to do these things to him. So then when Lord Shiva offered this benediction to him, he didn't know what to ask. He had no clue, anything in his mind. What should I ask Lord Shiva? First he thought like this. And then he saw Sri Parvati next to him. When he saw Sri Parvati, he thought, why don't I have Sri Parvati? Devotee is thinking. What do you think about such a devotee? When he saw Sri Parvati, he thought that the only thing I can ask from Lord Shiva, if you could offer Sri Parvati to me. So first thing what he did to Lord Shiva was that, I have one request, he said, that if I put my head on hands on anyone, immediately that person should turn into ashes. This was the benediction he asked. Lord Shiva said to him, Mrigasura, why do you want this kind of benediction? Because Lord Shiva knew the problem. Problem is, if I give this benediction to him, what will happen is, next thing he will go around. And normally if you bless someone, he should get better in his situation, isn't it? But this blessing will be such, you keep on blessing people, everyone after the other, they will be finished from this world and gone. So this demoniac thinking Lord Shiva sensed. But he is still his devotee. I offered him a boon, whatever he wants. Now I have no escape route. I have to offer that. So ultimately Lord Shiva says to Mrigasura, after all, you know, Sri Parvati is standing there next to me. At least I should talk to her and ask her, what am I supposed to do? How she will feel it about this? Said. Mrigasura says, don't worry about that. I'll take care of that, he says. Gauri Haranala Lasa. That is how it's in the Bhagavatam says about that. Gauri Haranala Lasa. Gauri Sri Parvati. The mind was working, Mrigasura, how to steal her from Lord Shiva. This was in his mind all the time. Sudeva Goswami says there,
Tachrutva Bhagavan Rudra Durmanamiva Bharada Omidi Prahasam Samstasmai Dade Ahenamudam Yatham.
That when Lord Shiva heard this from Mrigasura, he was not feeling very happy about it. But then eventually started smiling, and just like the offering the milk to the serpent, exactly the same way he started offering this benediction. What was the benediction? What was he wanted?
Yasya yasya karam shirshni dasya samriyada amidi. Yasya yasya karam shirshni dasya samriyada amidi.
That wherever I put my hands on whoever head, he should merely turn into ashes.
Yasya yasya karam shirshni dasya samriyada amidi.
This was the benediction he wanted. So eventually he offers that to him.
Ittito so asuro nunam gauri haranalalasa satadvara parishatam shambhor murdhanigilasura sohastam dadumarebhi sobibhyal sukrada shivam.
Shiva offered this to Vrgasuram, but seeing the situation, the situation is not very good, Sri Parvati immediately disappeared from there. Andardhanam, it says. It is another yogic power available for all the great personalities. Lord Shiva, Lord Sri Parvati, they all have this capacity to disappear and appear whenever they want. So straight away, Sri Parvati disappeared from the scene. Sri Parvati disappeared from the scene. Vrgasura felt a little unhappy. Vrgasura thought, anyway, he's given me this benediction. I have to test it out now first, isn't it? So, where shall I test it? The best thing, so that he says to Lord Shiva, please sit down there, he says. Lord Shiva says to him, that understood what is he after, that let me test what you have given it to me, if it works or not. So, Lord Shiva immediately pulled back and got back from him and says to him, that this is not how you test it, he says. That in order to test that, I have given you this benediction, now you want to test on my head. He said,
Iteno basrashta sandrastha paradha paradha valsave padum yavadandam divohume kashtana mudaga dudam.
Then Lord Shiva started running from there. He started running from there. He decided that in order to teach this person a lesson, Vrgasura, I am not the right person, he thought. If Lord Shiva had a problem now, because if he has disappeared like Sri Parvati did from there, what would have happened? Vrgasura would have gone around doing this on everyone and put everybody into difficulty. So that is also wrong thing. Now, Lord Shiva did not want Vrgasura to feel that his benedictions are not also what he has given is not going to work. So what he did was, let me take him to the Supreme Lord and see what happens there. This was in Lord Shiva's mind. If you read this whole pastime, it will appear as though it was a mutual agreement between Krishna and Shiva to make Vrgasura realize his position. And accordingly, Shiva's pastime continues from there. Shiva starts running and Vrgasura starts following him.
Ajananda Pradividim Tushneemasam Sureshwaram Tato Vaikundamagaval Bhaswaram Tamasaparam.
So eventually he ran everywhere. He got to Vaikuntha. Lord Shiva arrived in Vaikuntha. Vrgasura is following him. Vrgasura has also reached Vaikuntha. Lord Shiva wanted him to come to Vaikuntha. That is why he could get there. Lord Shiva has openness, any time, free pass to get to Vaikuntha anytime he wants to go there. Like Vishnu goes to Kailas in the same way. So when Lord Shiva wanted him to follow to Vaikuntha, so he was able to reach Vaikuntha as well along with Lord Shiva. Can you imagine? He has gone out of the material world. He has gone to the spiritual world. When he got there, Lord Shiva is running, followed by Vrgasura in Vaikuntha. When he got there, Lord Shiva ran very fast, and suddenly Mahavishnu there realized the situation, what's coming. And as soon as he realized that, he decided to get hold of Vrgasura at that point. So what did he do? Mahavishnu immediately set up a cool drink bar straight away there, with all the different things, to different kinds of drinks to be offered to someone who has run a marathon. It's bigger than a marathon what they were running. And they must have been really thirsty. And Lord Shiva has gone through, followed by our Vrgasura. Vrgasura saw Krishna standing there like a brahmachari there, with all these different kinds of drinks set up to be offered to anyone who wants to drink. And when Vrgasura arrived there, first thing he saw this brahmachari standing there. He says to the brahmachari, have you seen Shiva running through this way? This was the question from our Vrgasura to the brahmachari. Brahmachari heard this. Shiva, yes, did he cheat you? He said. Straight away, has he cheated you? That very question was sufficient for Vrigasura to get a doubt in his mind that he has been cheated by Lord Shiva. So we'll see there.
Ajananda Pradividim Tushneemasam Sureshwaram Tado Vaikundamakamal Baswaram Tamasaparam Yatra Narayana Sashal Nyasinam Paramagadi Shandanam Nyastadandanam Yadona Vartade Egadam.
Then Vaikundam is the place in the Vedas, it is said like this. Nasa Punaravartade. Once you go there, you don't come back from there. That is what spiritual world means, isn't it? You don't come back from the spiritual world again. But here,
Tam Tatha Vyasanam Drishtva Bhagavan Mrijina Ardana Dunal Pratyudhyal Bhutva Vadugo Yogamayayam.
That when you were standing there as a Vadu, Vadu means a Brahmachari, you were standing there like that with the help of Yogamaya.
Mekhalajne Dandokshay, Dandokshay, Stejasad Nirivajjwalan Abhivadayamasajalam Kushabanirvini Dhaval.
Not only what else he do, what else Krishna did there? He took this Brahmachari form. If you remember in the Vamana incarnation, how Krishna took the Brahmachari form. Similarly, here also,
Meghala Jinadanda Akshay Stejasa Agnirivajjwalan Meghala Meghala then Jinam Dandam Aksham
and everything. And he was so effulgent in that Brahmachari dress. Krishna looked like a first class Brahmachari, standing there with this water to be offered, or the drinks to be offered to the anyone who came that way.
Abhivadayam asajadam kushabanirvini dhaval.
And when he started his conversation with Vrigasura, everything was so humble. First, Krishna pays his obeisances to this Vrigasura, in order to make him feel comfortable. And says to Vrigasura, I heard about these austerities and penances you have performed, and I am so impressed by your success, he says. Krishna already puffed him up so much by his talk. And Vrigasura is feeling pride in his success, what he has achieved by then.
Mekhalajina danda kshayis tejasa agnirivajjwalan abhivadayamasajalam kushabanirvini dhaval. Then Shri Bhagavan Vajam,
Krishna is talking to Vrigasura.
Shagune Bhavan Vyaktam Shranda Kim Duryamagada Kshanam Vishramyadam Pumsa Almayam Sarvagamadhu.
Then why are you so tired? Then I can imagine that you have been running for quite a long time. I have kept all these things here for your service. Then don't give your body so much trouble.
Yadina Shravanayalam Ushmadvarsidam Vibho Vanyadam Prayashapumbir Dhrday Swarthan Samihadeyam. Shri Shukavajam Evam Bhagavada Prishta Vajasa Amrita Varshani Varshina Gadaklamo Abravil Tasmai Yathapurva Manishtiram.
When Vrigasura heard these sweet words of this Brahmachari, he was carried away by that.
Vajasa Amrita Varshina,
that is such a sweet way that our Brahmachari has spoken to Vrigasura. And then Krishna says to him,
Shri Bhagavan Vaja, Evam Chaitarhidadvakyam Navayam Shabdharimahi Yo Daksha Shabal Paishachyam Prapta Preda Vishajaral.
That what has Shiva done to you? He said. Has he cheated you? He said. So Vrigasura says, have you seen him running this way? Our Brahmachari says to Vrigasura, yes, I've seen him. He has just run through this way, he said. Do you know where he has gone? No, but before you go, let me talk to you, he said. Brahmachari says to him, what has he done? What did he give you? He said. He has given me a benediction, he said. What benediction did he give you? But Lord Shiva cannot give any benediction, Krishna says to him. What benediction can he give?
That is what he says. Evam chedarhi tadvakyam navayam shraddhadivahi yodakshashabal paishachyam prapta prayavishajaral.
You people are calling him as Lord Shiva. We don't call him Lord Shiva anymore, Krishna says to him, to Vrigasura. We call him what? Pishajaral. Pishaji we call him. Shaji means ghost. That is what we call him, because he got a ghost. Daksha has cursed him, and after that he had to take ghost body.
Daksha shabal paishachyam prapta prayavishajaral.
Although he signs, he puts his name as Shiva and signs it, but we don't call him except that his signature, he says. This Brahmachari says to Vrigasura, says to him, we don't accept him, he's just a Pishach. What kind of benediction can he offer you? He says to him. So Vrigasura started doubting the whole thing. He felt he was cheated by Lord Shiva.
So, yadi vastatra vishrambho dhanavendra jagal guru tarhyangashu sushirasi hastamyasya pradiyadam. People say Lord Shiva is Jagadguru, is the spiritual master of the whole universe. That if you are still thinking that you are not able to trust my words, why don't you put your head out, by hands on your own head and check it out what he has given you? I am telling you that it is not going to work. And that is very emphatically told by Krishna to Mrugasura. Mrugasura's mind started working.
Yadya satyam majashambho kadanjildana varshama tadainam jahisadvajam nayadvattva anradam punam.
Somehow the other, Mrugasura's mind was getting very impatient now. I want to test out Shiva's capacity, whether he has given me really a benediction or not. Or if he has not given me a proper benediction, I am going to punish Lord Shiva. This is what Mrugasura, the devotee, is saying now. Devotee is saying like this, that I want to punish him, that so that at least in future he won't cheat anybody. He is saying this to the brahmachari. Brahmachari says, I am telling you that I will help you to punish Lord Shiva. Brahmachari says to Mrugasura, that I am telling you, he said, you try it out. If it doesn't work, we will go together and we'll find out this personality, Lord Shiva, and do what we have to do with him.
Ittham bhagavadashchitir vajobi sa subeshalai bhinnadir vismidashreshni sohastam kumadiru vyathal.
That he forgotten this, the sweet words that was coming from our brahmachari forced him eventually, that he forgotten himself and without thinking about it, put his hand on his own head.
Adhavadal bhinna shira vajrahadami vatshanal jayashabdho namashabdha sadushabdho bhavadhivim.
That as soon as he put his hands on his head, immediately he collapsed there and turned into ashes. A glass of ashes he has become.
Mumujo pushpavarshani hade pape vrugasure devarshi pirgandharva mojida sangada shiva.
When this personality Mrugasura, who is addicted to sinful mentality, sinful consciousness, that when he was killed like this, all the demigods, great sages and the Gandharvas, they showered flowers on the Supreme Personality. And Krishna has saved Lord Shiva from a great disaster.
Muktam girisham abhyaha bhagavan purushottama aho deva mahadeva pavoyam svena bapana hadagonu suhal svisha jandurvai kradagil bisha shemisyal kima visheshe kradagas kojagil guru.
That when Lord Shiva has been released from this distress, that their conversation between Krishna and Shiva, Shiva congratulated Krishna for the brahmachari for his action. Krishna says to him, the moment he spoke about this, asked you for this benediction, I made up my mind to kill him. That a person like him can speak to you in that way, with such an evil mind behind him. That Gauri Haranalalasa, that the thought was to steal Sri Parvati from him. That was in his mind. And Krishna understood this. And Krishna says to Lord Shiva at that time, as soon as he has spoken like this, I have decided to finish him. Now, story is finished here. But there is a lot of things to know from this story. They are more important than the story itself. What are they? First thing, look at Mrugasura's situation. He has come to spiritual life, isn't it? He has come to spiritual life. And that is why he took to the shelter of Lord Shiva. And he has got the best spiritual master in this world, Sri Narada Maharshi, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, and so many great Vedavyas. They are all his disciples. So they are all his godbrothers in other sense. Mrugasura's godbrothers are all these three. Sri Narada Maharshi's disciples are Valmiki, is Mrugasura's godbrother. And you take Vedavyas also, Prahlada, Dhruva Maharaj, they all reach the spiritual world. So Mrugasura got a good spiritual master. You can't find any fault in that, can you? You can't get a better spiritual master than Sri Narada Maharshi. He has got the best spiritual master. Then after that, he engaged in devotional service, hasn't he? He did. Whatever he was told, he did. He tried to please Lord Shiva with his austerities and penances.
although it looks very in a different style than the normal devotional services. But still, he tried to please Lord Shiva by his austerities and penances. He did that also. And what else? Lord Shiva was pleased with him. He appeared in front of him. So he succeeded there also. Not only came alone, he came with Sri Parvati. Sri Parvati is considered to be the predominating deity for spiritual knowledge. Vidyadi Devada, Vidyaswarupini. She is addressed as Lalidasa Sanamam, like that. So Sri Parvati comes, who is the predominating deity of spiritual knowledge. And then Lord Shiva has come. Both of them have appeared in front of him by his austerities and penances. In 7 days' time, he succeeded in all these things. And then what happened? He got to Vaikuntha as well. Got to the spiritual world after all his practice of austerities and penances. He got there. And then what happened after that? He had to kill himself and didn't even get a glass of water at the time of death. And had to go back to the hellish planets from there. That was the return from the Vaikuntha back to the hellish planets. So, what does this show to us? It says here that the spiritual life is such that before going to Vaikuntha, one's mind has to get better. When all of us are in a rush to get back to Vaikuntha, isn't it? Everybody wants to go back home, back to Godhead as quickly as possible. But Bhagavatam is saying, before you go to Vaikuntha, be ready for it, first of all. Otherwise, it is exactly what will happen to all of us when we get to Vaikuntha. It will be more or less the same thing. This Mrigasura situation. Why? Because we are not ready for it. The mentality is not right yet. The Vaikuntha consciousness is different. It is not this consciousness what we have today. That consciousness is a lot different than what we have today. So Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that before you rush off to Vaikuntha, stay here and practice Krishna consciousness and purify yourself. And when the time is right, then you go to Vaikuntha, not before that. Don't rush off to get to Vaikuntha and Golokam in an urgency there. Because often you find many people think like this, that somehow or the other, now I'm chanting my 16 rounds, I'm following the four regulative principles, as soon as I finish this life, I'm back in the spiritual world. They're not taking into account this point that have they purified themselves enough to live in Vaikuntha. That question is not still thought about. Because the understanding is sometimes that in so short a time I made it to get back to Vaikuntha. Or whoever wants to go to Golokam or live there, whoever has got that concept. But Srimad Bhagavatam is saying like this, that what it is not the only story in the Bhagavatam. Previously you can see the story of Chitragedu also. Chitragedu has to become Ritrasura because of a similar problem. That in such a short time when you make it to the spiritual world, that Chitragedu's life also was 7 days. Like he had for 7 days, Mrigasura also made it to the spiritual world. But only thing is, such quick traveling to the spiritual world did not help him very much there, to stay there. Why? Because the consciousness is still not pure. See, he got there, the first thing before, although he got there, because the consciousness was like that, Krishna had to send him back here. That he had to come back now, start the whole thing again from the hellish planets, go through such an offensive mentality. In other words, you can see, Gauri Harana Lalasa. That Gauri Harana Lalasa, that was the mentality behind it. That if a person with such a mentality, if he worships Lord Shiva, this is what is going to happen at the end. This is what it is trying to tell us. Now, imagine what would have happened if he had served Krishna. Because these things are shown in the Bhagavatam to tell us why one should worship Krishna, not Lord Shiva. And who can worship Lord Shiva? That is shown in the next chapter. These two chapters are kept side by side in order to make us understand our position in this world. That means according to our qualification. Those who are in the very lower modes of nature, who does not have the samskar or purity in themselves, they should worship Krishna and Krishna alone. Otherwise, the result will be like Mrigasura's case. That is what Bhagavatam is telling us. So in order to prove that point, in these two stories, in one story, in the case of Arjuna, in the other next chapter, And in this story, through the case of Vrigasura, this is what Bhagavatam is telling us. Unless one has purified himself and developed that samskar in him, he should not think about worshipping anyone else except the Supreme Personality, Krishna himself. By worshipping Vishnu, one will get, one after the other, get rid of all this anarthas inside. This is the reason why Vaishnava worship is superior to all the other process of worship. Why is Vaishnava form of worship is given priority over everything else? Because people who are fallen into the lower modes of nature, which majority are in this world, they have no choice except to take to the worship of the Supreme Personality, Vishnu or Krishna. By doing that, they will come out of their lower modes of nature. Because you can see, all other process of worship simply increases the rajogunam and tamogunam in them. Whereas Krishna consciousness, with the regulative principles and strict adherence to the principles of the Krishna consciousness process, very quickly elevates a person, bring him up from the lower modes of nature, from tamogunam to rajogunam, and eventually to satogunam. Practical example is there in this world, so many people. Once they come to the satogunam, they can understand these things better, and the necessary culture develops in that person in due course. And then he will not ask Lord Shiva, why don't you hand over Sri Parvati to me? That question you won't come. That thought will not even occur in the mind of a person like that. Whereas one who is in the lower modes of nature, such thoughts will come to him. So this is one of the important lessons in this story of Vrigasura, what Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us. Those, especially all of us who are in the lower modes of nature, we have no other choice except to serve Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, and build up satogunam in us. And without satogunam, all these things are not going to develop in the spiritual life. That the spiritual advancement in spiritual life is only through satogunam. The power of satogunam, that is what is explained in this particular case of Vrigasura. Now, the question came up, what would have happened if Vrigasura has worshipped Krishna? That is also we have to ask that question, isn't it? Because normally we read Bhagavatam, we think that Vrigasura did all these things, Shiva was pleased and he handed over the benediction. Had he taken the effort to worship Vishnu, what would have happened? The answer to that is, the Acharya's commentaries on this is, that had he taken the worship of Vishnu, when he started to cut his pieces of flesh from the body, someone from inside will tell him not to do it. This is the difference. That somebody will tell him from that, don't involve in this worship. In other words, somebody will check him from doing such an abominable form of worship. Then this is the effect of the satogunam. When you worship Supreme Personality Krishna, then automatically Krishna situated within everyone's heart as the super soul will guide that person in the right direction. In other words, he will restrict him in engaging in very severe austerities and sinful activities. He will always put a check on him, like we saw in the case of Dhruva Maharaj. When he started killing yakshas continuously, Krishna sent Swayambhuva Manu to instruct him and tell him to stop that. That this violence towards other living entities is the biggest impediment in spiritual life. And unless and until one gives up that violent nature, being peaceful and be able to tolerate other living entities, one cannot advance in spiritual path. Knowing very well that in this case also, had Vrigasura taken to the worship of Krishna, Krishna would have stopped him from engaging in such a horrible way of worship, and that would not have happened to him. Vrigasura would have in due course got himself purified from his abominable consciousness of what he has, how he has approached Lord Shiva, and has come to the mode of goodness in due course. That's what would have happened. This is the one of the important lessons to learn from that. And this is why we keep insisting that we say this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the ultimate worship to be offered. Sukadeva Goswami says here to Parikshit that Krishna and Krishna alone to be worshipped, nobody else. That is the message for the age of Kali to the people. People in the age of Kali. Age of Kali means lower modes of nature everywhere. And for them, the shelter is Krishna, nobody else. So that point is established once again. Second thing. Normally, we have a feeling that Krishna does something to give trouble to us. When we get into trouble, we blame Krishna for that, isn't it? We say like this, why Krishna has done this to me? I have been serving Krishna all the time and I have done so much for Krishna. I have served Krishna so many years, but still this has happened to me. This is a constant complaint from everyone. Most of the devotees make this. When things go wrong in their life, they also, according to their calculations, they keep making the statements like that. So, from the story of Raghasaram, you can notice one thing. That when Krishna is not favorable to anybody, when Krishna is not favorable, the Krishna doesn't do anything. He will engage you in such horrible activities and make that person to do sinful things one after the other and degrade himself. And that is how it happens. With the result that, with that degradation, he will engage in such sinful activities that he will destroy himself. He will destroy himself. This is the way Krishna doesn't do personally anything to anybody. His activities of that person, he will change his karma in such a way that he will be forced to engage in sinful activities, and the result of that sinful activities, he will degrade himself, and the result of that he will have to accept the punishment from that. On the contrary, if Krishna wants to favor someone, the way it works is also in the same way. Krishna will engage that person in Krishna conscious activities. That is, you can take at that time that the signal from Krishna is favorable. If Krishna gives you an opportunity to serve Krishna in any way, any time, because normally these things people think that it is in their control. It is not in their control. It is in Krishna's control. Krishna decides who will become a devotee and who won't become a devotee, depending on that person's nature and his sincerity. And if a person is sincere, Krishna offers the opportunity for him to advance on the spiritual path. In other words, all his material activities even will develop into spiritual activities in due course. In other words, by Krishna's mercy alone, Krishna will elevate him by changing his karma in such a way that he will advance on his spiritual side. Personally, Krishna doesn't have to do anything. Everything is done automatically through this particular tool called karma. The karma becomes favorable for Krishna consciousness, or karma become not favorable for the Krishna consciousness. In both ways, this happens.
Ya evam vyapavyakrita shakti danyvada parasya saksha paramalpano hare giritra moksham kadaye shano diva vimuchyade samsradamistadharivim. That Sudev Goswami gives a benediction there, that whoever talks about this, pastime of Lord Shiva pastime of Krishna, who has saved Lord Shiva from a great distress, whoever does that, he will be released also from the fear of material life. Shri Shuka Vajam Saratvastyastra Irajan Mushayam Satramasada Vidarkam Samabhutesham Tushwadishe Shuka Mahan. That Sukadeva Goswami says that in Saraswati river bank, when the sages were performing a sacrifice, everyone was discussing each other and they wanted to find out among these Trimurtis, that is Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, who is the greatest. This was the discussion among them. Then, like we mentioned in this last chapter, where Raghasura's story was mentioned, first thing we have to understand is this, that we have to get rid of all the anarthas from inside before going back to Vaikuntham or to Golokam or wherever our destination we are thinking of. First, unless one is purified enough within oneself, one should not think about making these plans to go back to the spiritual world. Bhagavatam is telling us in this particular pastime. And if the mind has changed and it has purified by Krishna consciousness, then that Vaikuntham is even here. One doesn't have to travel all the way there. It is only because of the consciousness what we have today that we experience the distress of this material world, the happiness and distress. But because of our lack of realizations in spiritual life, that we haven't purified ourselves by the process, therefore we have to experience the distress of this material world. Different people, you can see this consciousness is in everyone. That sometimes we see that people come to spiritual life, but the demonic habits and demonic thinking has not left them. So that demonic thinking follow them wherever they go. And it takes time to get out of it.
So one has to tolerate their demonic nature to some time, because there is no other way they can come out of it. They are trying hard, but the demonic propensities have not left them. And that manifests now and then to other devotees or to others in some way or the other. And so Srila Bhagavatam says there that when a devotee is going in that direction, one can only help him by giving this understanding that purification is necessary in spiritual life before talking about Vaikuntham or Golokam. Those things comes much later. But prior to that, one's own self-purification is important. So when these sages met together on the banks of the river Saraswati, this issue came up among the three, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, who is the greatest. So in order to answer that, they decided to test all of them by sending someone to go and test them. So they decided to select one personality called Bhrigu Maharshi. Bhrigu was selected for this. Why was Bhrigu selected? There is also a reason behind it. Bhrigu Maharshi is related to all three of them in one way or the other. So there can't be any partiality. If you are related to Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, there is no question of being partial to anyone, isn't it? Say, suppose you are only related to Vishnu, you will say Vishnu is superior to Brahma and Shiva. Or in other words, you could say the same thing, Shiva also. So because of all this, he says to they selected Bhrigu for this experiment. Bhrigu goes to Bhrigu has gone to straight away. First one thing did was he went to Brahmaloka. When he went to Brahmaloka, Brahma was sitting there on his throne. So Brahma was happy to see that his son has come to see him. Bhrigu is Lord Brahma's son, isn't it? So he has come to see him. So what did Bhrigu do when he went there and he got there? He pulled another chair next to him and sat on it with one leg on top of the other next to him. Brahma saw a strange behavior from his son, Bhrigu. So he thought he should instruct his son nicely that how to behave. Till now when Bhrigu came, he always paid his obeisances first. But this time nothing, no obeisances, no proper etiquette of speaking properly, nothing. Straight away comes and pulls another chair, sits next to him and one leg on top of the another and start looking at Brahma. Brahma sensed that my son is acting very arrogant today. What's this? He got very angry with him and decided to kick him out from there straight away, seeing his behavior. He got so angry, Brahma. Bhrigu didn't say one word, got up from there and started walking out from there. Wanted to walk out from there. When he was going to walk out from the place, Brahma called him back, says to him, he said, why do you get so upset? He says, my dear son, he says. Bhrigu says to him, the experiment is over, you failed. 0 mark. He says to Brahma. Brahma got no marks, failed, test over. He says, Saraswati Devi came and told Brahma, he has come to test you, whether you get angry or not. Brahma says, why didn't you tell me this before? Bhrigu says, if I told you this, then what's the meaning? There's no test. Test is like this, whether you are actually qualified or not, but you have failed the test. The driving test is over first time, finished, came back. Bhrigu comes back. Now, the test for the father is finished. Now, going to Kailas straight away to see Lord Shiva there. When he went to see Lord Shiva there, Lord Shiva was with whole body covered in ashes, the snakes around the neck, with the trident in the hand, was performing dance there. Pandavam was going on there. It was then that our Bhrigu comes in. Bhrigu walked in. Lord Shiva felt extremely happy because he is his brother, isn't it? Lord Shiva's brother is Bhrigu. So immediately wanted to go and embrace him, his brother. Brother has come. So naturally in a nice way he wanted to receive him. So Lord Shiva dropped his trident and went and started to embrace him with all his legs and ashes on his body. Bhrigu looked at him, keep away from me, he said. Don't get any more closer, not an inch further, he said. So, such a dirty person, all the time covered in ashes and all these snakes around. And I don't want to touch you, he said. You're so dirty, he says to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva lost all his control then. Took out this trident and wanted to kill the brother straight away. Finish him up. Sri Parvati came from behind and told him, Mahadeva, what are you doing? That he has come to see you and to test you, whether you get angry or not. Lord Shiva said to him, why didn't you say that before? that if that was the goal, then I would not have done this to you, he said. Bhrigu says, no chance, he said. The test is over. walked out from there as well. So then what happens in Vaikuntham? We'll see.
Sa Almanyatidam Manyam Almajayatmana Prabhu Ashishamanyatavanyam Soyanyam Marina Almabhum.
You see, Bhrigu's relationship with Brahma is his father, Lord Shiva is his brother, and Bhrigu's daughter Mahalakshmi is married to Vishnu. So he has a relationship with all three, the Lord Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva.
Sa Almanyatidamanyam Almajayatmana Prabhu Ashishamalyathavanyam Soyonyam Marina Almabhum. Tada Kailasamagamal Sadam Devo Maheshwara Parirabdham Samarebhe Uthaya Bhradaram Yatham Naichattvamasyal Padham Iti Deveshukopaham Shulamudyamadam Handum Arevedikmalochanam Padito Padayor Devi Sandvayama Sadam Gira Athojagama Vaikundam Yatra Devo Janardhanam.
When he was at Kailas with Lord Shiva, he says to him that you live in cemetery, Lord Shiva's place of residence, and you have this garland made of bones, and you are not even very civilized. Bhrigu says to Lord Shiva, so don't touch me, he says, and Shiva got upset with him. And with the trident, he wanted to kill Bhrigu at that time.
Paditva padayor devi sandvayama sadamgira atho jagama vaikundam yatra devo janardhanam.
Sri Parvati fell down at Lord Shiva's lotus feet and glorified him and brought his anger down. Afterwards, Bhrigu went to Vaikuntham
to Mahavishnu's abode. Shayanam shayamul sange padavakshasya dadayal tadam uthaya bhagavan sahalashmiya sadamgadim.
When he got to Vaikuntham, Mahalakshmi was sitting there massaging the feet of Lord Vishnu. Bhrigu did not wait for any answer. Went there and gave a good kick on his chest, Vishnu's chest. Gave him a very good kick and looked at him. As soon as looked at him, you should see how he spoke, how Mahavishnu spoke to him.
Shayanam shayamul sange padau padau padavakshasya dadayal tadam uthaya bhagavan sahalashmiya sadam gadim.
Immediately, Vaikuntha Narayana got up from there along with Lakshmi Devi and spoke like this.
Sudalpala varukhyadham nanama shirasamunim ahade swagadam brahman nikshitradasanekshanam ajanadamagadan va chandumarhanada prabhavam.
That welcome to Bhrigu Maharshi, he says to him that please sit down on this seat and rest a while. I am sorry that we did not know about your arrival. Please forgive for our offenses.
Adiva komalam komalavutada charanauti mahamine.
Then the words what Mahavishnu has spoken at that time to Bhrigu says to him,
Adiva komalavutada charanauti mahamine,
that you are such tender feet, what you have, my dear great sage Mahamine.
Adiva komalam tada,
they are so tender. Have they got hurt by kicking on my chest, which is like the rock? He says.
Adiva komalo utada charanode mahamine ityektva viprasarano mardayan svenavaninam.
Saying this, Mahavishnu wanted to massage the feet of Bhrigu. Bhrigu's feet was being massaged by Mahavishnu at this point. And when he massaged like this,
punihi sahalogam dam logavalam shamal gadan padodagena bhavadam stirthanam tirthakarinam.
That he says here that even Ganga River has been purified by your lotus feet, and you should purify all of us by your presence.
Adhyaham bhagavam lakshmiya asamekanda bhajanam valsatyurasime bhudir bhaval padahadam hasam.
That I am very dear to Mahalakshmi. Lakshmi will not leave me and go away because I have received your lotus feet, the touch of your lotus feet. My sinful reactions have all gone away. Mahavishnu spoke like this and saying that Mahalakshmi will always stay on my chest. This verse has been spoken only to show that the respect for the Brahmanical culture, Brahmana Mahalyam, or the respect for the Brahmanas, what Mahavishnu had. And not only that, tolerance, kshama, ahimsa, free from any violence, these are all parts of the Vaishnava Dharma. The Vaishnava personalities do not engage in such activities, because Vaishnava consciousness or Krishna consciousness makes a person free from violence, and free from also it makes a person to think that the tolerance is necessary.
Shri Shuka Vajam
Evam Bruvane Vaigunde, Brugustan Mandreya Gira, Nurgurudastarpitastushnim, Bhaktulkando Ashulojanam. That when Bhrigu heard all these things, he was satisfied. And without saying one word, tears came from Bhrigu's eyes, seeing that purifying qualities of Mahavishnu. Punascha Satramavrajya Uninam Brahmavadinam Swanabhudamashena Rajan Bhruguravarnayal. After this, Bhrigu came back to the sages who were performing the Satram on the Saraswati River and reported back what has happened. He did not say who is better or who is worse. He spoke everything what has happened at the three different places, in Satyalokam with Brahma, in Kailasam with Lord Shiva, and Vaikuntham with Lord Vishnu. Tannishamyatham inayo vismida mukta samshaya bhuyam sam shraddhadur Vishnum yadashandir yado abhayam. That what Bhrigu has spoken about this, that what has happened in these three different places, everyone has come to the conclusion straight away. They did not take very long to conclude that among the three, that Vishnu is superior in his position, that he is the greatest personality. That conclusion they had arrived. Dharma saksha aliyadojnyanam vairagyam jata danyudam aishwaryam jashadayasma yajaschalpamalavaham. That Supreme Personality, Lord Vishnu, his position in the and his opulences in the Vaikuntha planet, is one who talks about it, remembers them, that and that Supreme Personality is Lord Vishnu. One gets purified quickly by meditating on the Vaikuntha planets and Mahavishnu's different associates. So, Muninam Yastadandanam Shandanam Samachetasam Aginjananam Sadhunam Yamahu Paramam Gadim. That the conclusions of the sages there, they are saying that the consciousness of Lord Vishnu is that one should acquire in this world. That, and Lord Vishnu's mercy is beyond any limits. He does not get angry with anybody, and he is able to elevate everyone in this who has come to this material world by his purity, by the mode of goodness or satugunam, ashuddha satvam in him. And all the Vedas are vouching for that. And that is what is known as tad Vishnu paramam padam. That Vishnu ultimately is the goal of the living entity, finally to get to. Satvam yasya priya murte, murtir brahma nastishta devada, bhajandina shisha shanda, yamva nibana buddhayam. That pure sattvagunam without any tinge of rajogunam or tamogunam is, that is what Mahavishnu's position is. We discussed this before in the Bhagavad Gita also, that it is difficult to come to the pure state of goodness. It is a very, very difficult thing to come to the pure state of goodness. With a lot of endeavor, we can develop more and more sattvagunam in us. That is possible. But to come to the pure state of goodness is very, very difficult, because the symptom of a person who has come to pure mood of goodness is that he will only endeavor for liberation, nothing else, no other material activity for a person who is in the mood of goodness. So generally, therefore, most of the people who are developed some goodness, they are considered to be malina sattvam. Malina sattvam means their sattvagunam is mixed up with rajogunam and tamogunam. That is how normally it is understood. So rajogunam and tamogunam is present in everybody to a large degree, and with a lot of effort one can develop the satugunam in a person. And that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, that the importance of satugunam is such that satugunam brings knowledge. Satugunam makes a person to realize the importance of spiritual life. One releases oneself from the lower modes of nature. So in order to bring out this point in this pastime, you can see that Trividha Kradayastasya Rakshasama Asura Asura Guninyamaya Srishta Satvam Dattirtha Sadhanam. That Satvagunam, even some demigods are in the mood of goodness. That under the influence of Maya, this Tamas, Rajas and Satvam, they are present there in everyone. And that is why in different levels we are situated. Most of the elevated souls, the demigods, they are mostly in the mood of goodness. They have a higher degree of goodness. And because they have a high degree of goodness, they also have a high knowledge also compared to us. Most of us, because of the rajogunam, rajogunam means what is present in us, at the time of birth, we do not have any knowledge. We have to acquire knowledge.
But demigods, on the other hand, by birth itself, they have the knowledge of the whole, how the whole creation functions and everything related to that. And several other abilities have been given to them by the Supreme Lord due to their higher degree of goodness present in them. Whereas due to the higher presence of Rajoguna-minas, it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, in the beginning itself, Rajodigaha Karmaparaha. This Rajogunam is what is in the human population. Most of the human society is infected with Rajogunam. Rajodigaha Karmaparaha. Because of Rajogunam, always busy when doing work, nothing else. Rajodigaha Karmaparaha Dukheja Sukhamanina. And also, because of this Rajogunam only, he is thinking that by becoming working like this, I'll become happy one day. Where did this philosophy come from? People think like this, isn't it? Majority of the people in this world have this perception that if I work very hard, one day I will become happy. Although that one day will never come. That one day, when that will happen, nobody knows. But still, something is telling him that if you work hard, you will be happy one day. So this illusion has come to him from Rajogunam. That is the beauty of that. Why this Rajogunam is strongly in us. At the time of creation of the human species, Brahma created so many different kinds of living entities. In the third canto, you can read that. So only when it came to the creation of this human species, Brahma realized something and did some mistake while creating this. What was that? These three gunams, Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas, is kept in three different bottles. And while the human species is created, one drop he took from the Sattvagunam, one drop from Tamogunam, three or four drops from the Rajogunam. That is how this Rajogunam consciousness has come to us. Otherwise, why we should be in this Rajogunam? Rajogunam has come only because of this. That very nature itself, by creation, human species is under the mode of Rajogunam. And because we don't understand it, all of us call ourselves, each other, as gentlemen and congratulate each other for our for our goodness in us. But actually, strictly speaking, from the Shastri point of view, there is not much goodness in us. All what is in us is the lower modes of nature, Rajogunam and Tamogunam. And Tamogunam, because of association, the person in Rajogunam fall down to Tamogunam and increases that. The Tamogunam means what? Tamogunam means hopeless state, hopeless condition. From there, nothing will work after that. It still stay like that for a long time. Before something happens and come to Rajogunam. Rajogunam means there is still hope that it can come up from there. In the first canto itself, Vedavyasa Maharshi has analyzed these things nicely in the Bhagavadam, so that when you go through Bhagavadam, you are aware of these things, how Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas influences a person. So here, now you will see, what happens is that this Sattvagunam, which is predominating in Vishnu, and when one worships Lord Vishnu very sincerely, automatically he also develops Sattvagunam. Because Vishnu worship is Sattvagunam. You will not find in Vishnu worship any other lower modes of nature. Everything related to Vishnu is Sattvam, Shuddha Sattvam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Nirgunam, beyond the modes of nature. The holy name is Ganga Gita Abhigayatra Vyatulasiga Gobiga Chandanam Jail Salagrama Abhipuja Parapurushatadai Ekadashi Nama Varnaham. Ganga river, bathing in the Ganga river increases the Sattvagunam. Bhagavad Gita, pure above the three gunam, modes of nature. Gayatri, above the modes of nature. Tulasi Devi, above the modes of nature. Ganga Gita Abhi Gayatra Abhiya Tulasiya Goviya Chandanam, above the modes of nature. Govi Salagra Ganga Gita Abhi Gayatra Abhiya Tulasiya Goviya Chandanam Jail Salagram Abhi Puja Salagramam, above the modes of nature. Parapurusha Ekadashi Nama Varnaha Ekadashi, above the modes of nature. Holy name, above the modes of nature. So everything in relationship with Krishna worship, worship of Krishna, Supreme Personality, is above the modes of nature. So naturally, by the constant association with these objects, one will come into the mode of goodness without any effort. If one follows it sincerely and one executes, uses that in one's own life properly. So that way one can come out of the modes of lower modes of nature. Shri Shukam Vaja Evam Sarasudha Vipra Pranam Samshayanuttaye Purushasya Padam Bhojam Sevayatal Gadim Gadam. In the beginning of Bhagavadam, Vedavyasa Maharshi made a statement. What was that statement? Many people have this impression that is Krishna an incarnation of Vishnu or Vishnu an incarnation of Krishna, isn't it? All the time people ask this question. Many people have developed a concept like this, that Vishnu must be Krishna must be an incarnation of Vishnu. But Vedavyasa says in the Bhagavatam in the beginning, Edeja Amshakalapumsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. All the Trimurtis, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, are Krishna's expansions. That is how in the beginning of Bhagavatam it is presented. But because this doubt has come, and Sri Parikshit also has questions to ask about this, Sukadeva Goswami decided to clarify this point through another story in this chapter. And that is the story of Sandana Gopalam, or the story of the Brahmana, Arjuna and Krishna together. How the story will illustrate to us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And once one can understand that the Krishna's position as the absolute truth, like what is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you accept Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eteja amshakalapumsam krishnasto bhagavan swayam. That is how Srimad Bhagavatam says.
Shri Shukavaja evam sarasudha vipra dhranam samshayinutayim purushasya padam bhojam sevaya talgadim gada.
Said, when one's mind is due to the process of worship, that is how one gets purified in one's own mind. Mind gets purified by the type of worship one performs, the process of worship. So the worship in the mode of goodness will purify a person in due course, and he will become qualified and he will become advanced in his Krishna consciousness. So Parikshit Maharaj had a doubt, should I serve Vishnu or should I serve Krishna? This was in his mind. And in order to sort that out, doubt from his mind, this story has been spoken. The story of Santana Gopalam. That is one of the reasons why this story has come about. There is another one or two reasons also. The personality who had a major role in this pastime is Arjuna. Arjuna had a major role in this pastime. Now, many Acharya says that Arjuna became very proud in his life. Arjuna became very proud in his life. How did that happen? Arjuna had a few things to be proud of. What was that? First pride was, I am the person who heard Bhagavad Gita from Krishna first time. Directly from Krishna's face, I heard Bhagavad Gita. This has become a matter of pride. Although he got Bhagavad Gita, he never read it afterwards. Apparently he kept it for a long time before he started reading it. He heard Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, and Krishna gave him the ability to fight the war. But after the war was over, Arjuna started thinking, I won the war. Like we all do, isn't it? We are not much different than that. In fact, we are worse than Arjuna. When something goes well in our life, we say, what Krishna has got to do with it? It's me who have done everything. Only because I manage things nicely, that's why everything has gone very well. Bhagavatam saying to us, don't think like that, he says. That Bhagavatam is saying that get out of that conception, that your management, we know how much you can manage. That is one point wanted to bring out through this story. That Arjuna got proud himself after the Mahabharata war. I won the Mahabharata war with my ability. And after the war was won, everyone was glorifying Arjuna. And Arjuna started thinking few things like this. Krishna has spoken to me Bhagavad Gita first. Because Bhagavad Gita was accepted by everyone as the cream of transcendental knowledge. And I have heard Bhagavad Gita, now what more do I have to hear? This was the mode of Arjuna. Secondly, Arjuna had this pride that I won the Mahabharata war. Jishnor Garvam, Jishnu's Garvam. Jishnu is another name of Arjuna. So Krishna decided to get rid of that garvam, and Krishna had to wait for that for a long, long time. This is the mercy of Krishna. When Krishna sees his devotee is going wrong direction, Krishna will put a break to it at that point. That the pride comes what? Before the fall. Isn't it? It's a well-known thing. Everybody knows about that. Pride comes before the fall. And we have seen in life again and again and again the same thing happening. So in order that, and that is the only thing what makes Krishna turns his face to us. The moment a devotee becomes proud, then Krishna doesn't want to know anything to deal with him. Keeps a distance from him. That till that pride has gone away from him. So unfortunately, Arjuna was so dear to Krishna. Krishna decided to correct Arjuna in this particular pastime. That is one of the important aspects of this pastime. That is one. Secondly, Krishna also wanted to, those who want to understand Krishna's position, who Krishna is, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who want to understand that, they can understand that from this pastime. From this pastime, you can understand Krishna's position, that Krishna is not another incarnation, like every other. Malsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Narsimham, Vamanam, they are all incarnations. But Krishna is the origin. So in order to establish that fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, at the very end of 10th canto, Sri Sukadeva Goswami and Vedavyasa Maharshi included this specific pastime of Krishna, Arjuna and the Brahmana. So, Shri Shuka Vaja, Evam Sarasuda Vipra, Dhranam Samshayinuttayim, Purusha Sivadam Bhojam Sevayatal Gadim Gadam, Suda Vaja, Ityadan Munivanaya Sivatmagandham, Piyosham, Bhavabhaibil Parasya Pumsam, Sushlokam Shravanamadaipi Bhatya Bhishnam, Pandhon Dhabhramana Parishravam Jahadim. That Suda Goswami says here that this particular pastime, who hears, one who is continuously hearing this pastime of Krishna's, which is coming from the Sukadeva Goswami's face, one who hears this, he can be released from the fear of material existence. And he gives up all his fatigue as a traveler. That we are all compared to be travelers in this world, from the Shastric point of view. We are not considered to be permanently settled in this world. Travelers because, from the spiritual point of view, as spirit soul, what are we doing? We are continuously building new houses, isn't it? Puranjana Vakyanam story will tell us that. What does it say to us in the 5th canto, Puranjana story? It's 4th canto. Puranjana story tells us, that Puranjana keep building different palaces, one after the other. And 8.4 million different palaces he has built. In the same way, here also, it says in the Bhagavatam, that he has been continuously, we have been building these houses one after the other. We'll build one house, enter into that, find that it's not suitable, break it, come to another one, build it, break it, another one. Like that we have built in so many houses, like a traveler moving from one hotel to another. We moved like that. So that is our position. And for such people, who are constantly changing their bodies, Suda Goswami says here that this pastime of Krishna is very helpful.
Shri Shuka Vaja, Ekada Dwaravatyam tu Vipravatnya Kumaraga, Jadamatro Bhuvam Sprishwa, Mamarakila Bharada.
That in Bharata dynasty, that my dear king was born in the as a descendant of Bharata, that in Dwaraka, one incident happened once. The wife of a Brahmana, his son died as soon as the child was born. Now, this may be we may think that why this is such a shocking thing, that sometimes it can happen like that. Isn't it? When at the time of birth, the child dies, or sometimes mother dies. But in Dwaraka, such a thing cannot happen. According to the Srimad Sudeva Goswami, that such a thing would not happen in Dwaraka. If it happens in Dwaraka, it is something very unusual. Because why? When the Supreme Personality is here on this earthly planet, particularly in Dwaraka at that time, by the very presence of Krishna, nothing inauspicious can happen there. That was the situation. Sudeva Goswami says like that. So when this has happened, it was a surprise to the Brahmana. Vipra grihitva mrudakam rajadvari vadayasa idam pravaja vilavan aduro dinamanasa. As soon as he sensed that the child is dead, the newborn baby is dead, the Brahmana took the baby and went to the palace, Krishna's palace, and started complaining about that. and started crying and started complaining about this to Krishna. So what did Brahmana say?
Brahma dusha shadiyo lubdhasya vishayalpana kshatrabandho karmadoshal panjatvame egador bhagam.
Then definitely there is something wrong with the administration, he says. Otherwise this thing cannot happen. He says the people who are administering the place, the king, is not properly situated. He doesn't have any kshatriya qualities, nor he is looking after the brahmanas properly. It's a duty of the kshatriya to protect the brahmana and to provide all the facilities, not to reject the brahmanas and take over the power and think that they have the control. The respect for the brahmanas has to be maintained under all circumstances. And that is what Krishna has taught the world all the time, in all the pastimes, that brahminical qualities has to be appreciated and to be adored all the time. But here, what do we find? The brahmana is coming and making this complaint. Why did this happen to me? He says. And he complained about this to Krishna. Why did my son die? Because you have some mistake in your administration. You have some problem. That is why such a thing has happened.
Himsa viharam narvadim dushiram ajitendriyam prajabhananya sedandi daridra anitya dukhidaha.
Then a king whose character is not spotless, who is always have some bad marks on his character, and who is engaged in torturing his subjects, and whose senses are not controlled properly, and people who have taken such people their shelter, they will always be poor and they will always be in distress. Brahmana's conclusion. So I think from these words you can imagine that is there one administration in this world where people are saying that they are totally happy with everything? No, because of this reason only, that the administrator has a responsibility to make sure that the subjects are happy in their life. What to talk about subjects are happiness in life? The subjects are only expecting that if they can live one more day in this world without being killed, they consider that as a bonus. So that is the today's happiness of the human society in this world. All over the world, it is the same thing. With all this great administration we have built up, this is the benchmark we measure now. That if I can get home safely in the evening, when I left home in the morning, I come with all my complete body. But if I get home in the same way, I should be considered that my king is doing very well. I should give 100% marks to the king. But here, the Brahmana is saying a baby died at the time of birth, and for that he's complained. And not only that, this Brahmana continuously blasted Krishna, non-stop blasting, telling him that you have done so many things before, you consider yourself to be big, a great personality. Once I remember that your spiritual master's son who was lost, you brought him back and handed him over to go over to your spiritual master. I heard about this. Why can't you do that to me? He says. Krishna says to him, my spiritual master has given me such a blessing that I was able to do that. Krishna's answer. So if you can bless me in the same way my spiritual master Sandivani Muni has done, I will be able to do that for you also, he says to the Brahmana. Brahmana felt very unhappy about all these answers. Brahmana says to Krishna that don't talk all these things, he says, that you are ruling here now and I cannot accept this. Such a thing could happen. And Brahmana continued this complaint like this.
Himsa viharam narvadim dushila majadendriyam prajabhanyasidandi daridra anitya dukhidaha.
That after Brahmana has spoken about the administration, he criticized very heavily Krishna's administration at that time. And the same thing happened again, once again. Krishna didn't say anything to Brahmana after that. So everyone in the palace felt that why Krishna is keeping quiet about this. In earlier instances, Krishna brought back the spiritual master's son, handed him over. Similarly, when Devaki Devi, his own mother, wanted to see the children who were killed by Kamsa, Krishna has brought them back and handed over them also. Why in this Brahmana's case, Krishna is not doing it? This people started speaking like this in Dwaraka. Everybody started asking this question. Krishna kept quiet, didn't say one word about it. During that time, Uddhava came to hear about this, that people are talking like this, he said. So one day Uddhava spoke to Krishna about this.
Krishna says, that must be the Brahmana's karma, what can I do about it? Krishna says to Uddhava. Uddhava says to Krishna, that, but you know, you had all your children, had Pradyumna gone once, he came back. Sandivani Muni's son went, he came back. All your elder brothers who were Kamsaskal, they have also come back. Why this Brahmana alone you are showing this kind of discrimination to the Brahmana? Are you showing some discrimination to your own people like this? Or only Yadavas will be protected, he said. Uddhava said to Krishna. Krishna says, I don't know anything about that. How do you know that his son may not come back? Is there any guarantee for it? It can come back. It may not come back. Who knows, he said. Krishna kept quiet, didn't say answer further than that. So it was then that the second child also died. Brahmana's second child. So when the second child died, brought him again the same thing to the palace. And by now, the crying has become a song. It has become turned into a song. That he will come and he will abuse the whole administration. From beginning, top to bottom, the whole administration was criticized. Krishna will hear the whole thing and Brahmana will go back after that. So first, second, third, fourth, like this continued. By now, the Brahmana has become so used to this making complaints. That's how it happens, isn't it? When you make too many times complaint, what happens is you get so used to it, how to make complaints. Then you know how to fill up the complaint form very easily. That you can close your eyes and start filling up because you got so much complaints every day, you got used to it. So Brahmana also became this habit with him that he started complaining constantly. 8, 9 of them died like this and all the time he complained like this. But what's interesting here is, in this pastime is, that suppose, imagine instead of Brahmana, if it was one of us, how would that be? We will make the first time a complaint, isn't it? Second time we will say, Krishna can't do anything about it. And we will leave him there. We will say, we have nothing to do with Krishna. Krishna can't do it, and we'll make a propaganda and stay back. We won't go back after that. Sometimes people come to the temple and with some request. And then they'll pray to Krishna for some desire or some problems in life, whatever that has come. And if the problem is not rectified, they will leave then. And then if the problem is rectified or solved, then they will say Krishna is good. He does the thing right. But if he doesn't do it, then they think that I approached Krishna, he also couldn't help. That will be the conclusion from that. Then they will say, we'll do something else now. Then they will start their own ideas. They'll go after that. So, but this Brahmana never gave up. That is what is interesting. That is that faith of the Brahmana in the Supreme Personality. This is what it is showing. That such a firm conviction in oneself, that everything, what happiness and distress, what experiences in this world, without the mercy from the Supreme Personality, one cannot come out of it. That is important message from that. You may try to rectify all your problems in this world through different means. But ultimately, if there is no sanction from Krishna, your problem is not going to go away. You solve this, there will be something else waiting on the other end. So you keep plugging the holes all the time. This is what we all do in our life, isn't it? From morning to night, this plugging holes is going on somewhere or the other. And still, there is no happiness at the end. Why? Because the understanding, dependence on Krishna is not there in our consciousness. We have depended on our own ability to a large degree. And that is what makes us feel that we have the capacity to resolve the issues. But Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam will make us to realize again and again that Krishna is controlling every living entity. Ishvara sarvabhudanam hrideshe arjuna tishtadi brahmayan sarvabhudani yantrarudhani mayayam. That everyone is controlled very tightly by these ropes, Krishna's ropes. And the living entity, unable to realize that he is being controlled so strongly by the Supreme Lord, try to act independently. Like he says there, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimodhalpa kartaham iti manyade. He is thinking like that, I am the doer, I am the person who is in control. So devotees who have understood this principle, they will not say anything. They will always see everything in relationship with Krishna. If Krishna wants something to happen, it will happen. Otherwise, it will not happen. No matter how much one try to change things in this world, it is only by Krishna's desire that such a change can happen.
Evam didiyam viprasher stadiyam tomameva yacha visrajya sandarbadhvari tam gatham samagayadam.
Then, now, you see the word, Sudeva Goswami has used there, tam gatham samagayadam. By now, Brahmana has made a song out of it. He comes, sings the song, and shows the baby, and goes back. Because 8-9 times if you do it, you, by the time it becomes a song, isn't it? You get so used to it.
He was convincing the administration that there was nothing wrong with me, he said. The Brahmana says there was nothing wrong with me. Everything is the fault of the administration.
So the Brahmana has succeeded in convincing the administration that there is some fault in the administration why these such a things are happening.
Tam Arjuna upashritya karhijil keshavandige parede navame bale brahmanam samabhashadam.
When the ninth child died, the Brahmana bought the baby in the same way and started singing the song in Dwaraka. So on that particular day, Krishna was sitting there and Arjuna was also sitting next to him. They were discussing something when the Brahmana came there with the baby. And when Brahmana spoke the usual complaint, Krishna didn't say anything as usual. He kept quiet. Didn't say one word. But Arjuna heard all these things. And you should have seen Arjuna's reaction to that. That is the next few verses.
Kimsil brahmam sunnivase ihanasti danurdharam rajanya bandhure devai brahmana satramasadeyam.
That Arjuna is saying here, Kimsil brahmam sunnivase, Brahmana, why are you crying? That you saying that there is no kshatriyas in this place? Krishna is sitting there in front of Krishna. Arjuna is speaking like this. Arjuna is saying, you mean to say that there is no kshatriyas in this place? That that was not a first-class kshatriya, he says. It looks to me that those who are administering here are all brahmanas, he says. This is that kshatriya pride coming out. The kshatriya is dominated with rajogunam. And then rajogunam is coming out and saying like this, that it looks that all the brahmanas are doing the administration that nobody is able to protect you. Kshatriya's duty is to protect everyone, isn't it? So he is saying, is there no good kshatriya here? This is how he started the conversation. Maybe all these kshatriyas are here just like brahmanas. They sit together and they perform the sacrifice, isn't it? And they chat with each other. And similarly, that's what they are doing here. Nobody is capable of doing anything. This was the Arjuna's answer to that.
Dhanadhvara atmaja yuktam Dhanadhvara atmaja yukta yatra shojandi brahmana te vairajanya veshena nada jivandya sumbharaha.
Then, if when proper kshatriyas are alive, and if a brahmana is feeling distress in his life from the who has got a family, wife, children, wealth and everything, and if he is feeling distress, then you have to blame the kshatriya. Arjuna says, that kshatriya is not a kshatriya anymore. They are only people who have taken the kshatriya dress, he says. And they are only capable of satisfying their senses. Actually, strictly speaking, they have no kshatriya qualities in them.
Aham prajam vam bhagavan rakshishe dinayoriham dinayoriha anistirna pradityognim pravekshe hadagalmasham.
That, my dear Brahmana, I will protect you if this thing happens again. I will come there and I will protect your child from anything. I am a kshatriya, he says. Arjuna says to him, that if I don't succeed in protecting your child, I will enter into fire, he says. I'll enter into the fire and kill myself. Arjuna has made this promise to Brahmana. And when Arjuna is saying like this to the Brahmana, Krishna is listening to all these things. And you know what Krishna was thinking? Yes, yes, you can protect everybody. Why, Brahmana? You can protect yourself. I have seen that in the Mahabharata war, your protection. Klaibhyam Asmagam Apartha. Arjuna, Krishna is thinking that.
That verse is in the second chapter. Naivatvai upavadyade shudram hrudaya daurbhalyam tekto tishta varandava. Get up and fight. He was, at that time I didn't see this courage of a kshatriya there. Where was this at that time? Krishna didn't say one word, kept quiet. Let me see how far this protection is going to go. All these are lessons to us to make us realize that instead of depending on Krishna, always making plans for our own protection will not work. The only thing that will work is Krishna's protection. To make the devotee to realize that dependence on Krishna is far better. That is the person who can protect anyone. So Arjuna also came to this situation. Arjuna was thinking, Aham Vajam Vam Bhagavan Rakshishe Dina Yoriha Anistirna Pradijyodnim Pravekshehadagal Masham. Then both of you are very distressed, saying to the Brahmana and his wife, I will keep my word, and if not, I'll enter into the fire and I'll purify myself for this distress of the Brahmana, what has happened to him. Brahmana Vajam. Brahmana heard first time somebody speaking like this. Up to this ninth child, Krishna never spoke one word. Balaram never said anything. Pradyumna never said anything. Aniruddha never said anything. Everyone was keeping quiet. Brahmana will come in the usual way, abuse Krishna and Balaram, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Ugrasena, everybody, one after the other, and will go back. This was the usual routine thing what used to happen. But this is the first time someone gets up and talks like this. So Brahmana thought, who is this great personality who had come? So Brahmana is saying, Sangarshano Vasudevo Pradyumno Dhaninamvara Aniruddho Apradirado Natradam Shaknuvandiyal Napratam Shaknuvandiyal. He says here, Balaram, Krishna and Pradyumna and Aniruddha, who have no enemies, none of them could protect my child before, protect me from this disaster before. Tat katham nu bhavan karma dushkaryam jagadishwarai chikirshati tvam balishya tyadhanna shadmahe vayam. That none of them, they are Logeshwara, they are all the great personality, supreme personality, Krishna. He is here, Balaram is here, and none of them could do anything. And you are telling that you are going to do this, how do I trust your words, he said. That some stupidity in him, in you, that is why you are able to speak like this. This Brahmana cannot control his tongue. Tongue was like that. Why? Even Krishna, he has not left him out. He has abused Krishna so badly. So he was not going to spare the Arjuna at all in any way. That was very clear from the way he spoke. Arjuna thought, this Brahmana can speak like this so strongly to me. But then he realized, if he can abuse Krishna like this, how is he going to spare me out of that? So whatever it is, Brahmana abused Arjuna also, gave a whole lot of abuse to Arjuna as well. And Arjuna Vaja, you should hear Arjuna's words at this time. Naham Sangarshana O Brahman. I'm not Balaram, he says. Who is Balaram, he says? Naham Sangarshana O Brahman. Worse than that. Na Krishna. I'm not Krishna, he says. By now the arrogance have gone so high in the head. Naham Sangarshana O Brahma. Na Krishna Karshnirevajam. Aham Va Arjuna Nama. Have you heard about a person called Arjuna? He says, my name is not Krishna. My name is not Balaram. My name is Arjuna, he says. Oh, Arjuna, there's a person like that. Yes, yes, yes. Says, Aham mai Arjuna nama Gandivam yasevai dhanum. Karshni is Aniruddha. So, I'm not Balaram. I'm not Krishna. I'm not Aniruddha or Pradyumna. None of them. Arjuna says, but that personality whose bow is Gandivam, that's me, he says. Have you heard about Gandivam? He says, you must have heard about Gandivam, because Gandivam is a famous bow. You must have heard about that. I am the owner of that Gandivam, he says. So Brahmana, Krishna, Brahmana is surprised by this kind of speech from him. Probably, you have not heard about me, he says. Arjuna says to the Brahmana, probably you have not heard about me, but you must have heard about the about this bow at least, and also how this bow has come to me. That story you must have heard. Because in the next verse he says here, Arjuna says, Mam avamstam mama brahman viryam trambagatoshanam mrityam vijitya pradhani aneshede prajam prabhom. What did I do? That normally everyone offers flowers to the deity, isn't it? While worshipping the Archana or Pushpanjali, whatever that's done, you offer flowers to the Supreme Lord, to Krishna or Shiva or the deity whom they worship. So what did I do? He said, with this Gandivam, I have smashed Lord Shiva's head. Arjuna says, Viryam, and by seeing my courage, Lord Shiva was pleased with me. Lord Shiva's head was broken by the way Arjuna has beaten him in the fight. And that is the type of personality I am. Krishna is thinking, yes, I've seen all these things before, heard all this. And continuously puffing up his ego, Arjuna's ego is getting stronger and stronger. Mava mamstam mama brahman viryam trambagadoshanam. By my courage, Shiva was pleased with me. Trambagadoshanam mrityam vijitya pradhani aneshete prajam prabhom. That don't have to worry about it. There was a pastime in which Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati wanted to test Arjuna. And that is how they appeared in the form of a hunter, male and female hunter. They took that dress and came to the forest when Arjuna was in the forest. And they started fighting with Arjuna. Lord Shiva was enjoying fighting with Arjuna. And seeing Arjuna's courage, Arjuna in that fight pleased Lord Shiva with his courage. He handed over Gandivam to him. Viryam Trambakadoshanam. So Trambakadoshanam, that is pleasing Lord Shiva, he has acquired that. So because of all these things, that Arjuna was feeling very, very proud about this, and he had no hesitation to talk all these things in front of Krishna. And Krishna was not saying one word, listening to this sweet conversation between the Brahmana and Arjuna. Evam vishrambido vipra phalgunena param tava jagama sograham prida parthaviryam nishamayam. That, my dear king, says to Parishad, my dear king, your grandfather, when he has spoken like this, that Brahmana felt very happy hearing about Arjuna's courage and went back home. Prasudigale asanye bharyayam dvijasattama pahi vahi prajam mrityu ityaha arjuna mathuram. Then when the next child was ready to be born, Brahmana came back to the palace and mentioned this to Arjuna. That because that was the instruction Arjuna has given to the Brahmana, that don't worry, what has happened is happened, the 9 children have gone. But the 10th one, when you know, the next delivery happens, come back to me and let me know. He says, Arjuna says, I will come there and make sure that it doesn't happen, he said. So Brahmana's wife became pregnant for the 10th time. And Brahmana came up to the palace. When he came up to the palace that day also, Krishna and Arjuna were sitting there at the same time. So, Krishna saw the Brahmana coming. Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna, your customer is coming there. That Brahmana who comes to see you all the time, he is coming there, he said. Arjuna understood. Arjuna says that didn't want to speak in front of Krishna. By now, Arjuna was feeling a little bit fearful. What may happen if this can go wrong? So what did Arjuna do? Arjuna took his bow and arrow, everything, and says to Krishna, don't wait for me for dinner tonight. Normally, they used to have dinner together. Arjuna and Krishna were so close. Whenever he was in Dwarka, Arjuna used to have his dinner together with Krishna, evening prasadam. So today, Arjuna says to Krishna, don't wait for me. Krishna asked Arjuna, what's your plan? Arjuna says, no, there's no special plan, but today you won't see me tonight, he said. Some people are there like that. They won't tell you what they're doing today. They'll just avoid the issue and walk away from there without saying anything. Krishna said, let him go. We'll see how far he can go. So Arjuna goes with the Brahmana, comes, and Arjuna goes with the Brahmana. Yastha upasprashya svinchyambo namaskritya maheshwaram divyanyastrani samskritya sajyam gandivam adadeyam. Arjuna's preparation for the protection of the child. How did he do? He bathed in the clean water, washed his hands and everything, and paid his obeisances to Lord Shiva. Arjuna was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. You have to remember that.
But because Arjuna was a devotee of Lord Shiva gave him that special mercy to please Krishna. That was the devotion to Krishna Shiva has given to Arjuna. That is what we were comparing before. We will see at the end of the chapter how it turns out. That Vrigasura worshipped Lord Shiva, but Vrigasura ended up in the hellish planets at the end. From Vaikuntha came to the hellish planets. Look at what happens to Arjuna by worshipping Krishna, by worshipping Lord Shiva. Arjuna placed his obeisances to Lord Shiva and took all his bow and arrow and took Gandivam and went to protect the child. Nirunal Sudhi Agaram Shairna Nastra Yojide Tiryagurdhamadapartam Shagara Sharavancharam. Arjuna went there and created what is known as a Sharavancharam. With all the arrows, he created a complete shelter for the Sudhigagraham. Sudhigagraham means where the baby is going to be born, where the women were there along with all the maids who were assisting her in the delivery. They were in a special place and that was all covered with the arrows. Arjuna has shot all the arrows with all the mantra what he knew, and he has created the Sharavancharam around that. This is what Arjuna has done. From this you can also remember one thing. What Arjuna has done, we also do in our life sometime. When we hear something, we'll also get up, try to do something in this world with full confidence, we'll proceed with it and mess up everything, and then we'll totally helpless also at the end. And then we will start taking the beads back and start chanting at that time. Up to that point, you won't think about chanting. But up to the whole thing is messed up. As soon as you think, oh, I can handle this, I can do this, I'll do this, I'll do that, everything will start. And go around everywhere doing so many things, and everything gets into trouble, then comes home and sits there. And then, now what can I do? So this is exactly not different than Arjuna, what we are all doing also. It's very much the same. So, he goes there, Tada Kumara Sanjado, Vipravatnya Rudanmohu, Sadyodarshanamabede, Sashariro Vihayasam. That the child was born, and this time there was not even a sign of a body even. The body has gone missing. And when the body has gone missing, then when the body has gone missing, that Brahmana, you can imagine Brahmana's mind now, what it will be like. Brahma comes to Arjuna. This is the best thing, the best joke I have heard in this year, he said. Brahmana says to Arjuna, at least up to this time, I got the dead body. Now, this time there is not even a sign of the dead body, he says. What kind of Kshatriya are you? And gave him a whole load of abuse to Arjuna. Arjuna's body was going like this. He couldn't tolerate, bear it. He has never experienced such a thing from anyone before. The Brahmana was expert at it. And he has given him such a powerful abuse that Arjuna didn't know what to say. But still he can't say anything now, because Brahmana says to Arjuna, shall I set up the fire for you to jump in? If you are frightened, don't worry about it. Like this, he was teasing him. Brahmana was teasing him, teasing Arjuna like this. Tadaha vipro. And some of the words Brahmana is used here is very strong. Tadaha vipro vijayam vinindan krishna sannidhau maudhyam pashirame yoham shraddhade klibagathanam. Klibagathanam means eunuch. Are you a eunuch? He says. You are neither a man nor a woman, he says. You are that category. I mean, that is the best Brahmana could abuse Arjuna in that way. Arjuna was hearing all these things but couldn't say anything. Tada kumara sanjado vipravatnya rudanmohu sadyo darshana adarshanam abede sashariro vihayasam. And when everyone was looking, the child was flying in the sky somewhere. No one could see where he was going. And this is what they have all seen. And they have mentioned this to Arjuna. Na pradyumno na nirudho na ramo na chakeshava yaseshe gubaritradam konyasta tadavireshwaram. That Brahmana is saying, Pradyumna could not do it, Aniruddha could not do it, Balaram could not do it, Krishna could not do it. And who is this Supreme Personality who had come, who is going to protect my child? This is what Brahmana was saying to him, Digarjinam Mushavadam Digatma Shlakinodhanu Deivo Basrishtam Yomaudya Anni Shiri Durmadim. Then Arjuna, all this kind of false talk and proud and arrogance, you need more insult from me. And you going to be hell, your Gandivam is also going to hell. And your intelligence, which is such a crooked intelligence, because of total ignorance, then and you are still promising me that you will go and bring the child from wherever he is. So Brahmana is constantly giving him a lot of pain to Arjuna. Evam shabadi viprasho vidyamasaya falguna yayau samyamanimashu yatraste bhagavan yamam. When the Brahmana was speaking like this, Arjuna took a special yogic power, which is known as Akashagamana Vidya. With that yogic power, he can go anywhere he wants. So Arjuna utilized that and went to Yamaraja's palace straight away. Sayamani, that was the place where he went. Vipravati manakshanam sadamaindriyamagalparim Agneyam Nairadim Somyam Vayavyam Varunimatha Rasadalam Nagaprishtam Krishnanyanyanyadhayudham. What is interesting here is that if you remember in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says about, while talking about Isu's opulences, he says one thing. What is that? Viranam aham Arjunam. Among all the heroes, I am Arjuna, Krishna says. Isn't it? Krishna says like this. And that Arjuna is going through this situation now. And he was thinking also in his mind, Krishna has spoken about me as Viranam aham Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. And why it is happening to me? What will happen to my viryam, my courage now? Where has it gone? Arjuna is thinking like this. So when he got to the Yamaraja's palace, there was no sign of any Brahmana's children there. Went to Indra's place, Agni, fire, Nirvati, Vayu, Varuna, all their places, heaven and the Patala Loka, everywhere Arjuna went by his power. He couldn't see the child anywhere. Then at that time, that when he went there, Yamaraja's place, Yamaraj told Arjuna that nobody is coming to hellish planets anymore now, from the earthly planet. No one is coming here, he said. Because as long as Krishna is in this planet, in the earthly planet, and as long as Yudhishthira Maharaj is ruling the planet in Indraprastham, where is the question of anyone coming to the hellish planets? There is no question of anyone coming. This is what Yamaraja told Arjuna. From there, also Yamaraja said, because of all this, everyone is on holiday here, he said, in the hellish planet. In the Yamaraja's palace, everyone was on holiday. But as soon as Krishna left this planet, all the carpenters, masons, everyone started rushing to the hellish planet. Why? Because after Krishna's departure, in the earthly planet, the kind of sinful activities we have invented now to perform, even in Yamaraja's palace, they have to build new places for the sinful personalities arriving from the earthly planet, because the accommodation there is not enough now, it seems. That is, in Kali Yuga, the people have found now, developed such new sinful activities that even in hellish planets, there is totally 27 crores of different kinds of hellish planets discussed in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Apparently, after Krishna's departure from the earthly planet and Yudhishthira Maharaj has gone away from here, the human society in this world, day after day, they have developed such fresh technology for performing new sinful activities that even Yamaraj is puzzled there, what kind of punishment should I give to these people who are coming from the earthly planet now? So the result is that although they had a very slack time when Krishna and Yudhishthira Maharaj was here, as soon as Yudhishthira and Krishna left this world, the economic development in the Yamaraja's planet started very strongly. That so many five-year plans were implemented to develop new hellish planets for the people who go from here, it seems. That is how the situation can change everywhere, isn't it? Even here also, we first create hell, and then we start building up activities immediately after that for a few years. And then again we'll another fight and create another hell. And this way continue. This is a business, and that's not much different there also. It's the same thing that goes on there in Yamaraja's control also. Because unfortunately, after Krishna's departure from here, when Kali took over,
all our mentality has become like that. Because we are all people who wants to get there quickly as possible. So when we go there, we need accommodation. And for that accommodation, and because we are used to such a high standard of life here, when we go there, Yamaraja wants to make sure that we are comfortable there when we get. So all these things are going on simultaneously. It's not that development work is going on only in this planet. It's going on so many other planets as well. You have to remember that. So here, what has happened is, Krishna says here, Darshayim, then, Tado alabdha dvijasudo anistirna pradeshuda adnimvivichu krishnenam pratyekta pradeshetadam. That now Brahmana is coming and looking at Arjuna. Are you ready to get into the fire? Arjuna had no choice. Arjuna had no choice now. Went everywhere. Only one place he didn't go to. That is, where was that? To Kailasam, to Lord Shiva's place. He didn't go. Why did he not go? Because he thought, if I go to Lord Shiva, what will Lord Shiva think about me? That I have no faith in him. Such a firm devotion to Lord Shiva Arjuna had in his mind. And therefore, there was no question of going to Kailas, he thought. And wherever he could do, he went everywhere and he came back and he didn't succeed. Now, he has decided to give up his body, as he told the Brahmana. Iti sambhashyam darshayedija sunumste ma vajnana ajnalpalpmanam alpmana edena kirtim vimalam anushyastabhayishyandi. Arjuna bathed himself nicely and the fire was burning and Arjuna is running towards the fire to jump into the fire. And just as Arjuna was approaching the fire, somebody tapped Arjuna from the back and told him to pull out from the fire, jumping into the fire. Arjuna looked back. What did he see? He saw Krishna standing there, smiling at him, seeing this great hero from the Mahabharata war. So Krishna smiled and Krishna spoke to Arjuna like this. There is a beautiful conversation between Krishna and Arjuna in this instance. Krishna says to Arjuna, why did you not tell me about this before? After all, it is me who spoke Bhagavad Gita to you in the Mahabharata war and brought you to your senses to fight the war. So from that point of view, you have an obligation at least to tell me that you have made a commitment like this and this is what has happened. Why did you not tell me this? Krishna says to Arjuna. Arjuna didn't say one word. Second question. After all, on a material level, we have a relationship as well, isn't it? The relationship is this, that Subhadra Devi, my sister, is married to you. So on that level, we have a relationship. Still, you could have spoken to me about this. Arjuna didn't say one word. Third thing, he says that Kundi Devi is very, very dear to me. And because Kundi Devi is so dear to me, that is why I have protected you and sheltered you in several instances. So at least thinking about Kundi Devi, you should have spoken to me before you have ventured on this. Krishna says to Arjuna. After all this has spoken, Arjuna says to Krishna, are you finished now? Krishna says, yes. What have you got to say? Arjuna says to Krishna that, let me tell you, Arjuna says, I knew that I cannot protect any Brahmana's child. I knew about this. That you were capable of bringing back the children of your spiritual master, son of the spiritual master, and handing over to the spiritual master. You have done that. Your own brothers, Devaki Devi, when he wanted to see them, you brought them back from Sutalam and brought them back and handed them over to this Brahmana, to Devaki Devi. Why did you not do the same thing to the Brahmana? And do you know what is happening? When I am walking in the streets, people are saying, Krishna is very partial. Krishna is very partial to his own people. Only Yadavas and the family members get protected by Krishna, not anyone else. And that is one thing I will not be able to bear, he said. So, Krishna says, Krishna appreciated that Arjuna's consciousness, that Arjuna felt equally like Uddhava, that people are talking bad about Krishna and that they couldn't tolerate. Rather than that, if they can't do anything about it, rather they'll give up their life rather than hearing such an abuse about the Supreme Lord. So just like Uddhava spoke, Arjuna also said the same thing to Krishna, that rather than, if I could do anything about it, I would like to do it. That is why I gave that promise to the Brahmana. But I could not do that. So therefore, I decided to give up my life rather than people speaking ill about you. When Arjuna spoke like this, Krishna appreciated, understood Arjuna's surrender to him. Now, who gave this intelligence to Arjuna to speak like this? That was Lord Shiva's mercy. That Lord Shiva is Krishna's greatest devotee. How to please Krishna? No one else knows better than Shiva. And Shiva has given that intelligence to Arjuna. That how to approach? That is why Vrigasura served Lord Shiva, ended up in the hellish world. Arjuna, because he was a cultured person, that devotion to Lord Shiva was so firm in his heart that faith in Lord Shiva has saved him, and Shiva himself protected him, and the result was that Arjuna was elevated in his position as a devotee of Krishna. Krishna took him straight away and got into the chariot, drove into the Vaikuntha planet. That journey is expressed later. Iti sambhasha Bhagavan Arjuna saheshwara divyam swarasamastaya pradijam dishamavishal Sapta divan, sapta sindun, sapta sapta girinaha, loga logam tadaditya, vivesha smahatama, yatra shua shaibya sugrivam, ega bushpa malahaga, tamasidra shagadayo, bahubur bhadar shabha. This is a journey to Vaikuntha. Tan drishtua bhagavan, Krishna, mahayogeshwareshwara, sahasraditya sangasham, sochakram brahinolpura. Another 10 minutes, please. So, tan drishtua bhagavan, Krishna, mahayogeshwareshwara, sahasraditya sangasham, sochakram brahinolpura. When they arrived in the Vaikuntha planet, tamasukhoram gahanam kadam mahal vidarayal bhuridare narojisha manojavam narvivishesu darshanam gunachidoramasharo yathachamum. When they arrived in the Vaikuntha planet, that whole journey you can read in the Krishna book. Prabhupada has discussed this in detail. When they arrived in the Vaikuntham, dwarena chakra anubhanena natham paramparam yodhinanandaparam namasamashnuvanam prasamikshabhalgunam pradaridasho abhidadevichini ubhem. That Arjuna was experiencing a completely new world which he has never seen before. Tadapravishta salilam nabasvada veliyasajal prahadur mubhivushanam tatra albudam vaibhanam nimottamam rajanmanistam sahasra shobidam tasmin mahabhivam anandam albudam sahasra muddhanyamanamanin dhivi vibhrajamanam dhignolpaneekshanam sidajalam shidhigandajikvaram sidhigandajikvam dadarshanal bhogasukhasanam ivam mahanabhavam virushottamottamam sandrambhudamam subhishangavasasam prasannamatram rujirayadekshanam. When they arrived there, what did they see? They see on the Adishesha Bhagavan, Mahavishnu lying down with Mahavishnu's lotus feet on Mahalakshmi's lap. Mahalakshmi was massaging that. So as soon as Arjuna and Krishna arrived there, Mahavishnu immediately got up from the seat and stood up. He was about to stand up, but he sat there. He didn't get up. Because before he could get up, Krishna showed him from behind to sit there. Don't get up, he said. Because Krishna didn't want Arjuna to feel that Mahavishnu is also subservient to Krishna. That pastime is trying to indicate that Mahavishnu was asked to sit down by Krishna. That Mahavishnu wanted to get up and pay his respects to Krishna because Mahavishnu knows Krishna's position. But here you will see there Mahavishnu has taken that position because Krishna asked him to sit down there. And then this discussion. Surananda Pravagayasoba Mahavani Pradagirida Gundalam Prabhaparishipta Sahasra Gundalam Prlambacharvam Charvashtavayam Sakaustavam Sivalsalakshma Manamale Avradam Surananda Pravagayasoba Arshade Shakradivir Murti Dhaneer Nijayude Pushtyashri Yagrita Jayakilarthivir Nishevya Vandam Parameshti Ampadim Vavandam Atmanamanandam Chido Jishnu Chasandarshan Jala Sadhu Sat Avaha Bhuma Parameshti Nampravar Paddhangali Sasminamur Jayagiram Dijatmayameyo Yodhridrakshana Ayopanida Bhuvidharma Guptaye Kalavadurna Avaneer Bharasuran Hatveha Vyastareda Mandide. Mahavishnu says that I brought you back, both of you here. He is saying like this, that because you both were sent there to release the burden of earth and that has been done, I wanted to see you both. Therefore, I have brought all the children of Brahmana here.
that you should also finish up your business in the earthly planet and you should both come back here. I think I will stop there. We'll continue next Sunday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.